Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Gunter.
Magic 89.9.
First and Amistad, where the West was all but one, all alone, smoking his last cigarette. I said, where you been? He said, ask anything.
Thursday morning, August 11, 2011.
Good morning.
Time to clap it up. Clap it up, everyone. We're a team here. Listen, everybody. I promise you this is going to be the best episode ever of the show. I, you know what? Sometimes we say that every now and then because we feel good about the morning. I'll tell you right now, those things are lying. Today is the day. Hi, my
it's
name
a sunshiny morning. I have a good feeling.
God damn, it was hot yesterday.
it was.
Despite the rain.
Tad bit warm. 631-0899 is our phone number. Call us, please. Friends, enemies, listeners, lukewarm people about us. It doesn't matter. Call us, get yourself on the radio, talk about anything you want early on here on the show. And the young kids, we always, again, say this every morning. From 6:30 to about 7 o'clock, we encourage the youth to voice out what's going on in your mind. Really young ones, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, 9. Whatever your thoughts are about politics and religion, homework, it's your chance. But please, when
homework.
When you get on air, don't do and then have your parent in the background parrot. You're going to parrot exactly what they say.
Now you're going to make every one of them
your mind, young one. Thank you. you're the future.
My Did name you speak is, your mind when you were a child? Were
no.
you like this?
No, yeah. no way. No That's way. Yeah, thinking. No. I'm making up for it. Can't you tell with my immaturity that I'm making up for the childhood that I lost because I was at home quiet? I never watched cartoons, ever.
What did you watch?
I never watched cartoons.
I didn't watch cartoons. What the hell did I do? You know what I did? I followed sports. Like sports statistics when I was a kid. That's
what
I wanted.
Oh, you collected baseball cards?
Totally. Oh, basketball cards, baseball, all of that stuff are all so important to me. No cartoons when I was young. No Barkada, none of that stuff. But anyway, that's me. And what about you? Hi, my name is Mo. That on my left there is Grace Lee. What's up, Grace?
Good morning, everyone. I love the sunshine this morning. It's been a while since I actually saw the sunrise.
Really?
Yeah. It's been gloomy the past weeks.
Mm. Yesterday it was raining like crazy, and then it stopped, and it was just way
so
too hot.
Yeah.
Like over,
on your right is Angelic Hopter.
Hi, good morning.
Been raining on Trappers Live for a while.
What?
Huh?
I've been happy. What are you talking about?
Bojo,
storm number three. I'm a storm number
Angelica's
three.
Angelica's number one now. She's right. Number one na happy on the show.
Mojo Jojo.
Good morning, Mr. Twister. Good morning, Grace. Good morning, Chopper. And good morning, Universe.
All right, let's get to these phone calls. Kids, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Ever.
Let's go to the energetic guy first. Who's this? Is this Anton?
Yes.
Scholar Ever. How do you ask who this is?
Oh, because, you know, I don't want to put too much confidence in you. There we go. I'm getting my abangana and all this. You're going to be, you know, you're going to be asking us to call you from now on. It's going to be rough.
Why not?
Yes. Yeah. Anton, good morning.
Good morning. I continue to be amazed by the range of your listeners.
Oh, well, mean like there's you and then there's an 8-year-old ready to go?
That's right. I was at the wake last night. So, yes. You know, you meet new people.
Sure.
So there was this mother. She was, you know, in her 40s talking about this show that her son listens to.
Yeah.
Of course, it's good times with Mo.
Yeah.
And then it's a 14-year-old son. Okay? At pinapagalitan niya, ba't ka ba nakikinig dyan? Turn off that radio.
Uh-huh.
And then when she drops off the kids, she turns the radio back to you guys.
No way.
Hypocrite. And then do you tell them I am the famed Anton caller?
Not me. I have a PR agent.
Oh, who does your agent?
Who tells everyone, that's Anton. He's the one who calls. You know, of course, I get embarrassed. But.
Sure.
You, Anton.
Sure,
wait. Let me ask you real quick. And this would be so awesome. And please be honest. Have you signed at least one autograph for being the quasi-celebrity you are from calling the show?
Honestly, no. I got a text from my sister that her office mate wants to get my autograph.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't met Anton in person yet.
Anton looks like Mr. Bean prior to crashing his car.
Are you serious? Mr. Bean.
He looks like Juan Flavier, if you remember the senator, good senator Juan Flavier.
Are you kidding me?
No, mas guapo.
He's a skinnier Alan Peter Cayetano.
But more guapo.
Oh.
Yes. A shorter, skinnier Alan Peter Cayetano with a hint of...
Hint
careful.
Of what?
Lime?
Juma John Loy.
Hundred most beautiful. 30% the most beautiful. But yeah, so thanks, Anton. I'm glad you had that experience at a celebrating someone's death. Last night.
Celebrating someone's death.
That's all right, good
time. Have a good day, buddy.
Our show's
I'm running out of load.
Sure, bye.
Again.
Hello?
I'm Cheek Mo and Bun.
Who's this?
It's Walter from Georgia School of Mandaluyong.
Hi, Walter.
Good, you're just down the street. Actually, I could throw like Mojo to your school from here.
No?
Yeah, what's up?
No?
I would just like to greet my classmates.
Go, right ahead.
Don't.
Go.
He's gotta be scarred for life.
Do it. Start with your favorite one.
I just want to greet my...
Hello?
Voltaire, we don't do greetings.
Hello? Voltaire is his name?
Yeah. Voltaire,
Voltaire is the arcade game from the movie Big that starred... No, that was Zoltan. Forget it. Hello? Who's this?
No, obvious.
Hello?
Who's this?
Angela.
Angela, what's up?
From yesterday, the one that asked you the song Pink.
Okay, yes.
I don't remember.
Well, sorry, I hanged up because I was at school late.
Okay, gotcha. No worries. What's up?
Me and my sister is being bullied. Can you give us some... Yeah.
Do you have a brother?
Guys.
Okay,
no,
wait.
Sister.
You have a sister. Okay, but do you have a brother, like an older one?
No.
Okay, how old are you?
11.
And your bully is a boy?
No, still a girl. It's we're all girls.
And then your sister, younger than you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Do you have another sister, an older one?
No, we're just two siblings.
A cousin.
Find a big girl, big sister, big fat one, and pretend she's your sister. Have her come to the school and scare the hell out of this little girl. No, have you spoken to your parents or your teachers yet?
Hmm?
Have you spoken to your parents or your teachers regarding the bully?
Yeah.
You did? And what did they do?
Usually, I never tell them anything.
Hold on.
Why not?
Except for my teachers.
Okay, you gotta tell your parents. But hold on one second. Aside from national radio, you tell your parents. Hold on. You know, here's what I would do. I would just be disgusting. Like, I'm short. And I've been called the gauntlet of insults. I was smurf. I was shrimp. Moron. Midget. Unano, Joseph, your favorite term.
I'm a duende.
Duende. I mean, I was all of it, right?
Okay.
And I was always under the impression the more disgusting I am, the less they will mess with me. I think it's the same thing, like, if you go to jail, and you know how guys kind of want to, like, rape you in jail? You know, there's always that thing. So don't be handsome. Yeah. Be disgusting. Like, poop in your pants, walk around, blah, 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 licking your hands. It's just be... as grotesque as possible. You'll get verbal, but you won't get the bullying because nobody wants to touch you. But when you're a girl, you can't do
it's
that.
No, you can't do that.
Because like if I was being bullied at school, I'd just pee while walking. Just go, hey, what's up? Anybody want to come next to me? Just start urinating on people and just be absolutely vile and gross. Girls, bullying advice. What are you going to give Angela here?
I was bullied until like secondary high school.
I heard you were bullying.
No.
You must have been a tall... girl, how did you get bullied? There can't be girls bigger than you.
No, but it's different with girls' schools. They will verbally abuse you. They will call you names, and like you'd be walking down because we were a group of four. We were no bitch patrol.
Yeah,
we were a group
of four.
Nobody
touched us.
I have a feeling Grace was doing a lot of bullying.
No. I would never bully anyone.
And there's this big clique that you know. There's about like 13 to 20 of them. And they will just, you know, they call us idol zone. We don't know until today. And they would just really, really make fun of us. And we don't know why, because, well, I have a friend who's in the debate club and the other one is...
All right. Get to the part where, what do you do about it?
We ignored them until they really, really
just got sick and tired of it.
Because they did not get any reaction from us.
You know what the thing is? Surprisingly, I didn't get bullied, even though I was like the only foreign student in St. Paul. I didn't even know how to speak English.
Inside your backpack was a baby Armalite from North.
But then, when I grew older, I did have like public enemy number one, and you know, it was just ignore. And at that time, a lot of my classmates came up to me and were like, "But hindi ka lumalaban, mukha tuloy ikaw yung may mali." And I always told them, you know, eventually people are all gonna find out.
And I'm gonna date the president.
Who's telling the truth? And yes, someday I'm gonna be the first lady.
Yeah.
I told you.
I love it.
It started so young.
No, this was like, fourth year high school na ako.
I know, oh my gosh, it get worse.
It doesn't stop, actually. You know what the thing is? Just ignore. And the thing is, if it gets really bad, if they really, like, start hurting you, then you have to tell your parents. Because at the end of the day, your teachers, yes, they will protect you, but not the way your parents will.
The time that I think it got bad for me, where when I was, because I walked to school because I lived near, I think someone cursed at me while wearing the school uniform. That's bawa. I went straight to the guidance counselor and told on her.
All right.
And she got in trouble
kaya
for that.
Kaya ka binubuli.
No.
Angela, what's the worst thing that's been told to you?
When I was in grade 3, he was my best mate.
Yeah.
Boy pa siya.
Okay, no. What's the bully right now? What's the worst thing she does to you? The very worst thing she said.
Sometimes when we pass by the locker,
yeah,
she will sometimes bump me and I almost fell.
Why don't you bump her back?
Wow.
You know, I've had a lot of bullies back in the day, but even though I was smaller than everyone, like, those people are just bullies to show their power over you. But if you punch her in the face,
no, you know, the next time she does that to you, grab a chair and just hit her back.
Yeah,
a chair.
Fight back.
Wow.
Grace,
fight back. That's my advice.
Because me, I'm so against bullying. It's the worst thing. Like, these kids who bully other kids,
yeah,
shame on you. That, like, you guys will amount to nothing when you guys graduate and become adults.
There are people who can't fight. Like, they just don't
have
that. Yeah,
that's why. Like, me, I don't have that thing to fight. But, like, that's why I'm telling the girl, kung kaya mo, pull a chair and sit.
Angela, here's it. This is the worst advice that we've ever given a young person. You know, when you're a kid and you fight someone, you don't really get hurt because they don't really have the ability to hurt you. You don't have the strength to get hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fighting for adults hurts. Fighting for children, it's more scary than anything. You get hit in the face, it really doesn't hurt when you're a kid because they're wimps. So if you want a fighter, it's all about intimidation.
That's okay? The thing.
You got to intimidate back.
Well, my sister has a parang masdadang story, but much worse.
What would happen to her?
Heroes.
My sister, what happened to
you? You can tell the story. We don't need to pass
Hi.
The... Great.
Hi.
He got younger.
Hi.
Younger. Holy crap. What a voice.
Hi.
Yeah,
well,
go.
What happened to you? I was going to the canteen. A girl named Angelica was asking for my money.
Did you give it to her?
Well, I want more friends. She told me that if I didn't give her, I'm not her friend anymore.
Oh,
how much? How much did
you
she want?
You don't need her as a friend. She's a bully.
How much did she want?
I forgot.
Next
but
time,
it was last year.
Next time she does that, you say I don't want you to be my friend anyway.
Yeah.
No, what the hell kind of advice is that?
Next time, if she asks for 100 pesos,
just don't
get
100
pesos in peso.
Tell her.
No, no.
You
throw it at her. Yeah, that's what I would do. I think I have done that before. Next time she wants money from you, you get your money and you rip it up. And you throw it in her face and go, I'd rather rip it up than give it to you, bitch. And then leave.
No.
That's right, goddammit. That's right. All right?
No,
hey, little girl, rip it up. I don't care how much. It could be 2,000 bucks. You pull it out, go, give me your money, and then you just rip it. Just rip the money, which is probably illegal. Rip it, and then just drop it on the ground.
Dear, don't do that. Don't listen to me.
Listen, I would rather tear the money up than give it to your fat ass,
oh
bitch.
My God.
You did it all.
Don't say that word.
And then when you turn around, you go, because I'm a boss, and you walk. Yeah.
And then walk away.
That's right.
She's too
young. All right, let's practice. Okay. Honestly,
no, don't you dare make her say the word.
Hey, you, give me your money. What do you say?
Well, I'd rather say no.
No. That's not what we practice.
Good girl.
Here we go. I'm a bully. Hey, little girl with the man voice, give me your money.
No way.
And then what do you do? And then?
Why don't you have your own money?
No. That's not what we're
back.
Come on,
baby. Following directions.
Let's go. Here we go.
Don't follow Moses.
Let's go. One more time. Take three. Yo, give me your money, little girl.
I don't want.
Were you listening to a word I was saying?
Mom, you have to say, if you don't give me your money, you won't be my friend.
I know that was your...
That was my little sister.
Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to get the money. You're going to rip it up. You're going to sprinkle it on the ground like it was cupcakes. And then you're going to go, I would rather rip the money than give it to you, comma, bitch.
No
word. If you don't want to say that word, you can say biatch.
Sayang yung money.
I'll pay you back. It's not that. It's the power. It's the intimidation. It's the I cannot.
They will think you're badass.
I can. My spirit.
Guys,
my spirit cannot be broken.
You guys are giving her an advice like she's a 17-year-old girl.
That's right. Then that's what.
Girl, I want to say something again.
Okay.
All right.
No, Brian, put her back.
She also pushed me once.
She pushed you.
You
kicked her in the face.
And that's the mother. That's the mother of one here.
You can't reach the face.
Did you fight back?
I hate pushing.
All right.
All right.
Hey, listen. Tell your teachers and tell your parents.
You have to tell your teachers and tell your parents.
Because I think when you're at that age, you're really scared of like the authorities, like your parents and teachers and all that. So I think it will work. It will stop working when you're 14. But then at this age, by the
you know, next thing.
And then do this. If for all you guys who really get bullied, tell us. Come here. Tell us your story. And then in the middle of the school day, the four of us will go to your school. We'll kind of put our arm around you. And then when you point who the bully is to us, we'll give them a look. I'm going to go. And, you know, they're all small. Oo, tutok sa mukha nila. When am I going to go? All right? Sige. Thanks for the call, Angela.
Fight back, my dear.
You know, next thing...
Thank you, girl.
Next thing we know, we have those big bouncer-ass-looking securities in school canteens now.
That's right.
They should, though. What is happening? Look at the girls or the little boys if they're fighting or not because Hello? Teachers, once it's lunch break, wala na silang pakialam sa students sila.
Hello? Listener? No? Caller? No? People have been on hold for a long time. Magic.
Why
hello?
Don't you guys bring around the pepper spray na lang?
Pepper spray little kids?
I think that's worse.
Yeah, pepper spray
but
little
not too
kids.
Close to the face, huh?
Just bring a taser while you're at it. Hello? 6310899. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is John.
John, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanna say hi to my daughter, Beatrice.
No, with no greeting.
Hello? Is your daughter following instructions? Is your daughter being bullied?
No. Okay. But we are on our way to the school then.
Fantastic. I'm sure she's very happy with that. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
But you know what the thing is? When you get bullied, right? And you let yourself be bullied, it's gonna follow you forever
not
until you
really.
Graduate high school.
Not
because
really.
Oh, no, yeah.
Gonna,
I let,
no,
no
because
listen.
They're gonna think,
listen,
like,
I
okay,
let
that girl, okay lang na ibully siya. You're gonna be butt of all jokes. So, you have to stand up for yourself. For me, i-pepper spray mo siya. Para for the rest
spray.
Of your life, no one will
Dude,
bully you.
I don't think it's legal for little kids to carry pepper spray.
Illegal.
Well, I don't know, self-defense.
In North Korea, maybe.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Good
morning, who's this?
Leo.
Leo, what's up?
I'm getting something.
Huh?
I've been listening to your show for 5 years.
Thank
and
you.
I'm kind of wondering, you haven't played Who Knows Mojo Jojo for a long time.
Less people
because
know
nobody knows him. It's starting to get sad.
No, I think more people know him now.
He has a billboard and everything.
We can try playing Who Knows Angelicopter.
Oh my!
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
This might put a strain on my confidence.
That's
and
right.
I'm really not in the...
It's own form of radio bullying. All right. Why not for old time's sake? A little bit later on the show. All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Little kids.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
I'm Stacy. I'm going to school.
Hello, Stacy.
One of my favorite names. What's
Stacey.
Up, Stacy?
My auntie wants to tell something.
What is
this
it?
This is exactly the kind
Go
of
ahead, dear.
We don't want.
You're so cute.
Huh?
Wait.
No, I'm not waiting. Hello?
Out there.
Next call.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea, what's up?
Hi, Andrea.
Okay. Oh, I just have a bullying story.
Quickly.
When I was young, when I was four, I was writing on the board and someone erased my writings.
Uh-oh.
So I punched him.
You punched him?
A guy.
In the face?
Yeah.
In
the face.
Yeah. And then you do. Then what'd you do to the madre? You said, "Listen, bitch."
No.
All right. Thanks for the call, love.
Wait, I have another story.
No, we're fine with that. Thank you. Because if that was the best story, then second one probably wouldn't be that awesome. Let's get to some music here at 6:51. Welcome to the show. Got a lot of phone calls to get to in a little bit. No more bullying stories, please, children. We have some stuff to talk about. My name is Mo. On my left here is Grace Lee. To her right is the Angelicopter.
Morning.
Morning, Chop. Mojo Jojo sits right over there. Till 9 o'clock, it is Magic 89.9 with the Naked and the Famous. 565 here on this Thursday morning. 631-0899 is our phone number if you want to call us. And of course, the inevitable happened. Parents going to call, yell at me for saying the word, the B word.
You shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have what? Said it?
Yes.
Why?
Because she's a kid.
You told them to grab a chair and hit a person with a chair.
But that's politically. That's still fine.
I could have sworn that that would be a little bit more aggressive than me saying the word.
That's more politically correct than a kid shouting B.
Are you serious? Are you effing serious that grabbing a chair and throwing it at someone,
like,
or
WWF,
kicking them in the face, or most punching them in the face, or wait a minute, pepper spraying their eyes?
Oh, that's all great.
All of those things are worse. I mean, are not as bad as calling someone a bitch when they deserve it.
Darling.
Anyway, so this parent calls me and says, "You're the biggest asshole ever!" And I'm like, "You can't call my daughter a bitch. She's a good girl." And I'm like, "Wow, are you dumb? Did I just call your daughter a bitch?"
Protect your child.
No. And B, if your daughter is a bully,
you gotta be smart about it.
If your daughter's a bully, yes, she's a bitch. And there's a problem with that because you made her that way.
Yeah.
Now, if she was a good child, then congratulations. We're not going to call your child a bitch.
But no, didn't call her B.
That's right.
Listen,
man, people are so dumb.
No, sometimes I think really Filipinos have a problem with listening skills.
No, it's selective. Listen, it's selective hearing. Listening. Exactly. It's like, oh my God, Mo just told this little girl to call another little girl a bitch. That's my daughter. It's like, no, it's not.
And they forget everything
else. It's not
that
your
said.
Daughter. If you have a bad child, it's because you're a bad parent.
Oh, if you had a bad child, I will go there and personally slap that child.
There you go.
I'll get down on my knees.
And yet, of the four of us, why do I get labeled as the demon of the four when I got chair throwing, pepper spraying, face kicking, kid slapping? All of these, I didn't say violence at all.
Okay.
I said rip up money. How is that so bad?
You know what? Ate Wilma doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. I hosted a show with her for the longest time, and she has a child, she has a daughter. I'm 5-6 years old, right?
Sure.
And she gets bullied in school. So what Ate Wilma does, and like applause to her, seriously, she goes to school, tosses a child, pulls her aside, and tells her, "The next time you bully her, I will eat you alive."
I love it. I love it.
And the kid just crumbles and cries. And her saying that, I would be scared.
I would go up to the kid and say, "The next time you bully my child, I'm going to eat your brother."
That's what I'm going to say. "The next time you bully my child, I'm going to eat your older, good-looking, hunky brother."
I'm scared. Actually, today is my son's...
Oh, that's so wrong.
Today,
it's scary, yun, diba?
Today is my son's first day in school, and yeah. I'm scared. I think I'm going to hold it out for
especially, I see. Yeah, you're...
Your son's a big kid, though.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jay.
Jay, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I remember, like, 2 years ago, back when I was, like, in second year high school... There's like this guy who was like a total all out bully. So he kind of like got kicked out because of it. Like, I find it really stupid because the prefect actually warned him when he was about to get kicked out, and he still did it. So the whole batch is like laughing at him right now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, well, the older you are a bully, the more detrimental your behavior is to your kind of career at school. So you kind of have to grow out of bulliness at a young age, or else you're going to pay for it dearly in terms of, you know, getting in trouble, things like that, getting kicked out, detention, all of that. All right, thanks for the call. No more bully talk.
Enough.
Stop bullying the show with our stories. Hello?
Hello?
Turn off.
Hi, who's this? And the car.
This is George.
George, what's up?
Last call for bullying.
No. When did you become the boss?
Don't bully us on our own show.
Selective listening, everyone. Next call. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I'm pretty much sure that years ago you won't forget the person who bullied you.
Who bullied you?
No more bullying stories.
All right, let's take a break so people can probably by force na lang realize that we're done with this topic, and we will move on. All right?
Yes.
Boy, my nose is running. Hey, Mr. Bean crashed his Ferrari, right?
Yeah, 2 days ago, but he survived, thank the Lord.
This is the second time he's crashed his Ferrari. Is that right?
Yeah. Does Bean like to drink a lot? Is that the thing?
Yeah, the thing is he was drunk driving.
Well, he can't speak, right? So he's probably frustrated. Yeah. He walked out from the car. And by the way, may I add, I've never found Mr. Bean funny. I know you guys worship the guy. He's like the Michael Jordan.
I love Mr. Bean.
I have never found him funny.
He is quite funny.
No.
Oh, yes,
no.
He is.
For idiots.
No, because his humor, it transcends language. Like,
no.
Into stupidity is what it is.
No, I think he's a genius in his own right.
Whatever.
I think it's the most difficult thing ever is to be funny. And, you know, he has made a mark.
I don't doubt that. I know that there are way more people that love him than dislike him. And I'm just saying, on a personal note, never found him really funny. But I know you guys love him dearly.
Okay.
Topic. Car accidents.
Okay.
6310899. Give me the quickest amount of time you purchased your car until you totally wrecked it.
Totally wrecked it.
I'm not talking about binili ko yung kotse tapos may binump ako sa bumper on the day of my purchase. No. Quickest time from purchase to total wreck. Just wrapping it around trees. I mean, you know, center divider, big time accidents.
Our cement center dividers, which are deadly.
That's right.
Meant to kill.
So, you bought your car, 2 days later, total wreck. That's the story I want. I mean, let's try to iwas tayo sa fatality stories only because it sucks. I'm more just your car just got throttled and you just bought it. Yes?
All right.
Taking a break. Back after this. I'll go away.
Good time. Good time. Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee. And Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Han, punta tayong Singapore.
Saan?
Singapore.
Ay nako, I need to clean my ears. Bye.
Sure that he has healthy food because I don't want the teacher saying that I feed him junk food, which I don't, right? And kids love chicken all the time. Like, mommy, I have chicken.
You can't go wrong with chicken.
Yeah, so I have to make sure that I buy the freshest and, you know, chicken. And, of course, has to be safe and not contaminated by germs.
Right.
And for me, this is Bounty Fresh.
Bounty Fresh, of course, is vacuum-packed. First vacuum-packed chicken in the country. It ensures that the chicken is fresh, delicious, as it sees in all the flavor, and safe from contamination, bacteria, and diseases. And I know a lot of mothers out there are worried about this, especially when they buy it in an open market. You're not sure how it was transported there. And the whole time that it's laying out there, you know, there's
who
flies
on it. Everyone's touching it. Oh, I don't like this. And then they put it back. Yeah,
I know. Well, best of all, Bounty Fresh is world-class product. Winner of the 2009 Asian Livestock Industry Award. Bounty Fresh vacuum-packed chicken is available in all leading supermarkets and your nearest Chooks to Go outlet. And aside from that, I know they have like mga cuts.
Yes, they have. Because people think that it's that one whole chicken only. Mm-hmm. They have several variations. Like if you just want chicken breast or legs or chicken.
It works
nuggets.
With mothers out there.
Yeah, so it's good. Bounty Fresh, thank you so much.
All right, Joseph, quickly.
Hey, so thank you, the guys over at Nestle. They brought us ice cream this morning. We'll tell you about the flavors that they have in just a while after this.
Thank you.
Before the commercial break, we were asking, we were talking about car accidents. Give me the quickest time between your purchase of the vehicle and when you
totaled it.
Yeah. Or if it's not totaled, considerably destroyed your vehicle. From the day you purchased it till that day. Let's take this call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this? Wait, Din, we'll take you a second. We'll take this call first. Who's this?
Hi, this is
Sansan.
Sansan? Hi,
Sansan.
Yes.
Sansan. Okay,
hello.
Sansan. Yeah, hi. We're talking about vehicles and how quickly you ruined it. How quick was yours?
But it wasn't mine. It was my friend's in the office.
All right.
So he picks it up in the center. He's so excited. Shiny, brand new Civic.
Oh.
And he pulls it out of the center, and he hits a poste with his door.
Okay.
Oh,
he's just pulling out. But, he's just pulling out, and then there's a big dent in his door. Because he miscalculated, and he hit this poste in the center.
So he hit the post while driving the vehicle inside the casa still.
Yes, inside the casa, but he already signed the papers and all of that. And he looks at the sales agent and says, can I charge that to you guys? And the sales agent says, you're the one driving. So he brings it back to the center, has the door replaced, and waits for another 2 weeks to get his relatively not so brand new car. Oh,
that is fantastic. He crashed it in the casa on the way out into the street. Not even on the street yet.
Not even on the street. Minutes after, maybe even seconds after signing it.
Oh my God. That is
That's
awesome.
Painful.
That is the best story
of all time. Surely my insurance na yan, so.
Yeah, but you couldn't even get into the street.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And then you're gonna have to call MMDA to go over there and take photos.
You know, that's why I hate it. Whenever, like, for example, our family purchases a new car, I'm never the one who'd go there and pick it up and drive it myself. Because I just have a feeling I'm gonna crash it somewhere, somehow.
By the way, I have to correct myself. It wasn't a Ferrari. I want to thank a caller for calling. It was a McLaren that Mr. Bean so happily wrapped around
somewhere. Oh my gosh, you have butt on your screen.
I know. Hold on, Chopper. This is radio. Talk about it in a bit. Let's get to the next call. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right,
bye. Bye. Hi, who's this? Din-Din.
Hi. Hi.
What's up?
You just outlooked yourself.
My dad bought this first brand new car. So it was a BMW 320.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, entry level BMW, but nevertheless a very expensive vehicle.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Then after we haven't taken it for a long ride yet. So he decided to bring it to the province along NLEX. So we went to Nueva Ecija. Mm-hmm. And
which is the perfect place for a BMW.
Yes, because it's
might as well go all the way up to Tugigara while you're riding with a BMW. That's right.
So what happened was when he was driving, we were listening to the music, and then suddenly something bumped us at the back, and then the car turtle turned over. I think that's the word, right?
Turned turtle.
So yeah, and we bumped the island barriers, the stone ones.
Oh no.
So 2 weeks, yeah. BMW, yes. Brand new.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
All right.
And we think that was also a blessing in disguise, because if we bought a cheaper one, you know, the
ones. Yeah. But you don't have to tell the brand. No, that's not a blessing in disguise. But sure, if you want to look at it that way, whatever. That's a good story though. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What would people say?
Blessing.
It was a blessing in disguise. Like, overturned.
You know how they always say that? That must be a sign.
Right.
You know, if something happens, it's a sign. I was like, seriously? No. Can it just be something that happened?
Yeah. No. There's no sign. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Simon.
Oh, Simon, hold on. We'll get this guy first. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, your name?
Yeah, it's Joe.
Joe, what's up?
Yeah, hi, good morning, guys.
Morning,
Joe.
Yeah, actually, regarding that, it's not my car, but it's actually a friend of mine.
Yeah.
It's actually a brand new white Hyundai Sonata. So they actually bought it for their wedding, for a wedding present for themselves.
Sure.
And unfortunately, when they, when they went to the destination of their honeymoon or sort of kind of thing, they actually wrecked the car, the backside of the car. So it's like around 3 days old.
3 days.
3 days.
Perfect.
3 days. Perfect. And after that, they had it fixed. Then another accident came by. So, but they still fixed it. So parang they thought that it was malas or something like that.
Again, no worries. So, no malas. It's you suck as a driver. All right.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, and by the way, guys, I just want to invite you over to, if you guys could come to the Sports and Fitness Expo here at SNX Convention Center, running tomorrow up until Sunday.
Sports and Fitness? I don't know what that means.
Sports and Fitness Expo.
Angelica's all over.
I want to go.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Sports and Fitness. Nope. All right, but yes, again, Chopper. Chopper's all over that stuff.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good
night. People, you know how many douchebags are be walking around there?
Fitted shirts.
I
can imagine.
Nakataki in sa jogging pants, walking around with shades on.
My
God. It's going to be a douche convention.
Fitted sandals per racer front.
Talking about vitamins and supplements.
I hate it when they lift their weights, protein shakes.
And then the nipple comes out every time they raise their arm because it's so like...
Or no, they flex
their girl or a boy.
They flex their
men,
nipples.
Of course.
It's just going to be a bunch of D-bags just walking around talking about supplements and repetitions.
But
255 reps, ready, go.
315, 3 reps,
dude. No, but it's all about making higher repetition, lower weight. You want tone muscles like this, but it's just going to be, oh, God, hours of that. I'd die. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I make the best chocolate protein shake pare of all time. Ano ba flavor mo pare? Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. Sige pare, puto dito sa trunk ko ng kotse. Papakita ko sa'yo, may blender ako dyan. Look it, taste that. Look it, yeah, look, drink, 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 drink. Jesus. Your name?
Yeah, Simon, again.
Simon, what's up?
Okay, I may not take the prize for the fastest, but how's a Porsche 911?
Yeah.
I lent it to a friend, and 2 weeks out of the shop, lent it to a friend, and trashed it.
Why did you lend a Porsche 911 to a friend after 2 weeks of having it?
It was a girl, I'm sure.
No.
A guy.
Wow.
Only a guy would do this. Girls would never lend it in their new Porsche.
Okay, so how much was the vehicle?
If you saw what it looked like, you wouldn't think the guy driving survived.
Okay. How much was the car?
$8.5 million.
How pissed off were you?
Not as pissed off as the insurance company.
Dama.
You must have so much money that to not be upset at 8.5 mil to go down the drain like that.
Because the insurance would replace the whole thing. Yeah. The whole car.
If it's total wreck, it's, I know, unit replacement.
I know, but still, like,
but your insurance,
you're not
going to
get it tomorrow. I mean, you just got the car and it's now like that. I mean,
it's a serious piss off. I mean,
yeah, totally.
But
did you punch your friend?
Can't.
All right. Thanks for the call. Listen, Simon, Grace needs your phone number. Yeah.
Right. Chopper, we have common friends at Chopper.
Yeah.
Ooh, add me on Facebook and I will suggest you as a friend to Grace Lee.
That's
no,
right.
No, thank you.
She's looking for a Porsche owner these days.
I'm going to buy a Porsche on my own.
You used to work with Rover, right?
Yes, I... Oh, okay.
All right, enough of this online flirting. I mean, on-air flirting. All right, thanks, Simon.
I'll see you, Simon.
Right, bye. Yes, she will. Hello? You can guarantee that.
It looks like the joke's going to transfer from me to you.
No, you guarantee that?
No.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
I'm not into cars.
This is Mark.
Mark, what's up?
With regard to the cars that actually got wrecked?
Yeah, quickest time between purchase and destruction.
As regards.
Actually, it's my friend's car. It wasn't wrecked.
Sure, why don't you tell the story?
Why
are you calling them? You want to talk about other things?
Like, it's about a car, the fastest thing.
Okay, go.
Okay, he bought a car on a Friday.
Yeah.
Decided to actually bring it to a resort somewhere at Rizal on a Saturday.
Sure.
And then Undoy came.
Oh, God.
Oh,
wow. Swept the vehicle away.
Right. Sweet. So he bought a car for around $700. He had no choice but to bring it back to Casa because, you know, the electronics for Mazda 3 is just too complicated.
And no insurance for acts of God.
It was insurance, but didn't have acts of God. That's right.
My.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, yeah. God. You know, listen. Listen, it's a sign.
It's a sign. He you know what he should have done? That he
should have not went to Rizal.
He should have just totaled it after nanlabog siya.
Yes, he should have just totaled it. Dates politicians for the future of our country already committing fraud. Good times.
I'm not going to do it.
Thanks for
saying.
The call. Sure, sure.
No, don't do it.
Pepper sprayed children commit vehicular fraud. Hello? Insurance fraud. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, you are?
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. What's up?
Yes, my mom just bought a, in year 2002, my mom just bought the Sports Hunter, the Revo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, a week ago, there's this, she was, galing siya ng office, and then, there's this flying, tire from the other side, and it came from a 10-wheeler truck.
I love it when it's not your fault, too. Yeah. You just drive, it was a bam. It's like, what happened?
Yeah, and it came from a 10-wheeler truck, and it caused a total wreck. So the good thing about Toyota is this, they replaced the whole car.
For a tire, Toyota did that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, good for them. Okay, thanks for the call.
You.
All right, love. Bye. Okay, that's it. Whew. Wait, hold on. Let's see. This guy's been on hold
for 20
minutes.
I'm so glad nobody said anyone got seriously injured or anything.
Hello?
Well,
you've been on hold for 20 minutes. I'm sorry. What do you got?
I'm not calling for the hurry.
Good. We want to change topics anyway. What's up?
What is it?
I have this friend.
Okay.
Whom I got a crush on. Just broke up with her boyfriend.
Okay. And do you want to court her?
She was sending out to me this past few months, and I helped her move on.
Okay.
Move on, yeah.
Move on, sorry.
Uh-huh. It's okay.
Text, calls, hangouts, and all that stuff. So, I didn't know why, but I think I'm falling for her, so what am I supposed
to do? You already did a long time ago.
the moment you decided to be by her side throughout that
we already knew
breakup.
You didn't help her break up.
You encouraged her. Her life is so much better now.
You probably put her in her mind to break up with them.
That's right.
But what you think of me is just a very, very good friend to lean on.
Okay, wait a minute.
You gotta be careful though, because you might lose her as a friend. I mean, just the wrong move. I mean, the moment she starts feeling uncomfortable with you, she'll stay away.
What did we talk? I have no idea what the hell, because he has this delivery that bores me. Well, what happened?
She's very close to him. He's very close to her. They're like best friends. He was with her through a very, very rough time. Now, he wants to court her because he likes her. That's how it's gonna play out. But I'm just worried about this guy because I just don't see how it could work out if she's your friend and if you're not sure she likes you back.
If she didn't like you, she wouldn't be hanging out with you.
Yeah, and right.
No, but girls only view some guys as like brotherly types.
Yeah, but it depends on how much time. Yeah, it depends on how much time. And you know, I mean, come on, people. Like, I don't want to say 100% of the time you know somebody likes you in that way or not, but most of the time we're all born with this great intuitive thing about us, especially females. You guys all know when a guy likes you. Stop being stupid about it. Especially when you're lying to your boyfriends. No, he's just really nice to me. Screw you. There's no one so nice to me.
I have guy friends who are just sincerely nice to me. Whatever. Like, they're like the brothers I never had. Okay. Seriously. I'm telling you.
That's not what they want to hear from you, Grace.
No, that's true.
Grace, you are as naive as a human that I've ever met in my life. And you know... Joseph,
that is not
come
true.
Come to my rescue.
No, Joe, you know my friends, Joseph? Raymond and Tim. They all Joseph? Are like brothers to me.
Because that one, Raymond, yes, but there's some guys I know that probably hang around you because they do.
They are gonna go for your boobs the moment you're intoxicated.
No, they won't.
Grace,
like, okay, you know, are the people. Even if they're guys, I would trust them. Even if I fell on the floor and was unconscious, they would take care of me.
Grace only has a few guy friends that she would really like consider brotherly type. But I know there are other guys that maybe are not close friends.
Okay, I'll give you your 2% for those two dudes. 98% of guys, if they're hanging out with you, girl, and they want to, just you and I, let's go ahead and grab a cup of coffee. Yeah, I'll be your friend. That is all BS. They are waiting to pounce on you.
No, really?
The moment.
How many times do we get calls on this show where we go, me and my best friend were hanging out the other day, I was drunk, and I'm married, I had sex with him. It's like...
They are there to grab ass, not especially that way.
Like, even if you show an ounce of interest sa kanila, like, oy, she might like me. Okay, I'm gonna go for her.
No, but that's taking advantage.
Yeah, that's what guys do.
They do that.
Grace,
98% of guys take advantage of their female friends.
And the other 2% are either your brother or gay.
You are so naive, Grace. It's insane. Like, these guys. No, how many times have you come here and you go, you just sit there in frustration, not knowing why the hell this happened? And we always tell you, Chris, stop hanging out with these guys. These married men. The wife is so mad at me. No,
that's not true.
Yes.
That's not true. Yes. Yes. No, the thing is, all my friends who are married, I'm friends even with the wives.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem. There's never been a problem. But it's just that merong mga times that I hear things and I get devastated. But these are not even guy friends who are close to me.
It's because, trust, Grace, just believe us, please. Because there's no reason to lie to you. I'm not gonna score with you.
Because you're trying to tell you. Because you're hanging out with them, walang mali siya. Pero sila, pinapakita nila sa friends sila that, I was with Grace Lee last night.
How many times has your name been brought up in a conversation of, I mean, it's not true, Grace, because I know you, but like, Grace, don't say it's me. They actually go, lumalabas kami yan. And then all these politicians, who name drop you as if they're banging you on the side.
Even if it doesn't happen, it looks like it does because they see you. I have
friends who are in politics. What, maximum of two of them who are in politics, and we're pretty close. But I highly doubt that they would. Grace, come on.
The thing is, if you meet these guys like through their wives, iba yon. But if you meet a guy,
but they're like they would give me brotherly advice. It's not brotherly advice.
It's trust me, they're hiding an erection somewhere. Please, just believe us.
I'm just gonna shut up.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
What happened to you again? Listen, be a gentleman. Yes, I know you like her.
Yeah.
Be a gentleman. Exert patience. Be romantic, not overly romantic. Be the friend that she's going to be around. That she needs around. you can show her that you care about her more than other guys do, but not blatantly in her face. Hey, baby, it's going to be you and I for at least a couple of months.
But she's also telling me the story that kinikilig daw siya dito sa new guy.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
not you. Yeah, sorry about that.
And you know what? Women will intentionally even make up stories like that just in case they feel that their guy friends,
that's our new topic,
are kind of making moves that are making them uncomfortable, they will really bring that up, even make it up. Like, alam mo, there's this guy,
okay,
kind of like...
Here we go, 6310899. That's the topic. I wrote it down, actually, this morning. Creating a fake boyfriend, girlfriend to make your significant other jealous. Have you done it?
Well, that's
or discourage a guy friend in this case.
Yeah.
Girls do it all the
creating
time.
A fake boyfriend and girlfriend or person of interest to make someone else jealous... I don't want to say to turn someone off because that's so off. That's so like commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, if somebody likes you and they go, hey, can I get your number? Oh, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. And there really is no boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Okay, we know that. That happens every night at every bar. I'm talking about you have a boyfriend. You have a girlfriend and you completely created and fabricated another human being who doesn't exist just so your boyfriend or your girlfriend can get a little bit jealous and show interest in you. Like, full on making another Facebook account and like sending yourself messages. I mean, you know, to going
I've
that
heard
far.
Stories
yeah,
like
going
that,
that far. Are you guilty of this? 6310899 is the phone number. We will take your calls. And since we were talking about cars earlier, here's Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars. It's Magic 89.9. You like that DJ work right there?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
If I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?
It is Snow Patrol here. You're listening to the best episode we've ever had of this morning show. Trust
ever.
Me.
Ever.
631-0899 is our phone number. Before that song, we were talking about creating a fake human being just to make your boyfriend or your girlfriend jealous. Because you're a conniving little bitch. Why do I call it bitch? Because only females do this.
Oh, no, I have a guy friend that has done that.
Because he's a homo. No,
to make his wife jealous, actually.
Let's go to the phones. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Stephanie, what the hell did you do to your boyfriend?
Because he wasn't so sweet. That was the problem. I had a problem with my boyfriend being so, I don't know, he just didn't do anything for me, less efforts and stuff.
Then
so
break up with him.
Yeah.
It's just, I love him so much. So I tried doing because my friend told me so.
Okay, so what did you do?
I sent myself flowers and chocolates and named it after a guy, or my ex, actually, it was my ex I named
it
for.
Oh, my God.
And my ex got married a year after that, so he was like, I thought he was gunning for you, and I was like, yeah.
So did it work? Did it work that you sent yourself chocolates and flowers and your boyfriend all of a sudden stepped up to the plate and became awesome?
Actually, yes. Really? It worked so good, because right now he was like all over the place.
So well. Gotcha. All right, so now you guys are still together?
Yes, we are. 3 years.
All right. You know, maybe I should just kind of, you know, throw, like, random condoms on the ground. I'll fill it with lotion. You know?
Ew, that's so disgusting. Yeah, you know, don't go that far.
Just kind of, like, put mayonnaise. Oh, and just kind of let the halatag, like, my girlfriend gets jealous. Yeah, you know, totally. All right. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye, have a great day, guys.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go to the next one. Magic, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, what's up? Who did you invent?
Well, I felt bored, and I was paranoid that maybe she has... I'm a lesbian, so...
Hey, liquor! Yeah. What's going on? All right, so you were paranoid that she was getting bored.
No, I was paranoid, and I thought that she had somebody else.
Okay. Yeah.
And so what I did is I bought a new phone, and I bought a new SIM, and tried texting myself, and then I... talk to my office mate.
You were texting
to text me.
Yeah.
And pretend that he's that there's another girl.
Okay. Who wants you?
Yes.
Who wants you?
And I was sending myself chocolates. And
then you sent yourself chocolates. And then you left your phone conveniently lying around the house for her to read.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. No.
Awesome.
And it worked. And she made up this.
But I don't know, like, for me, even if, like, for example, when I was in a relationship, yung iniiwan yung phone, diba? I never read it. I just never do
me
it.
Too.
I just only think because, okay,
you know why?
If
you
he
know
was hiding
why,
something, will he really leave it around just
you
like
know
that?
Why? You know why, Grace?
What?
Please take this with all due respect. And
don't tell me I'm stupid.
No, you're not stupid. You're hot, and your boyfriends are not. So when they leave their phone lying around, you don't check it because you know they're not scoring on chicks.
No, you don't know
that. You're the hottest girl that they have.
Oh,
I don't know about that.
You made me say that again.
I don't know about that, Grace. Listen,
listen.
Here's my type. Okay, there's me, right? Right? You see?
Okay, go.
I'm not a good looking guy.
You are.
Oh, I'm better looking than your boyfriends, but I'm definitely not a good looking dude.
You are good looking. So you're better looking than my ex-boyfriend.
So I know I'm better looking than your ex-boyfriend.
So
I know that.
No.
If I think I'm not good looking, but I think I'm way better looking than your boyfriend's, that shows volumes of what your boyfriends are like.
Mean.
Anyway, may I finish? So.
What? Ugly.
So I can leave my phone out anytime and have my super hot girlfriend or whatever look at it, and they're not going to find a thing. Because I have a super hot girlfriend. There's no reason to mess that up. That's why.
That boosts my ego.
That's why you don't have to ever look at your boyfriend's cell phone because they won't do something stupid and cheat on their naturally D-cup girlfriend.
It really boils down to that.
That's all it boils down to.
So if you're a D-cup or bigger,
no problem. You don't even need to look at your boyfriend's cell phone.
It's the way I take care of them, the way I love
them.
Sure. Not the
whatever.
World cups.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye. All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's take another call here. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi.
All females. I'm shocked. Really, I've never. I would have never expected
Surprise.
This. Never. Really. Wildest dreams. What's up?
I guess I'm a bit out of topic, but well, I'm really in love with this guy. So I guess my way of having him is to pretend that I do have an ex boyfriend that I'm crying over.
And how did you pretend this? Because the last girl got the cell phone, SIM card, whatnot. What did you do?
I just cried and pretended that I need a friend to cry on, so he's there, and I just a bit of rock drama.
So it's all acting. It's just acting, lang.
Yes, full on acting.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Stop acting like that because you're both.
You're a horrible Grace.
I didn't say horrible. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Denver spray and then acting.
It's usually me and Joe who does that.
I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Siguro yung ugali mo nakuha mo sa mga itsura ng past boyfriend. So, hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, guys. It's Lorena.
Lorena?
Hi, Lorena.
That was me and Grace.
Yeah, it is. She's bitter. What's up?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Hello, good morning.
How can we help you?
My best friend, kasi I so like him, so we're best friend. Tapos, I ask a girlfriend as well. Now, we pretend that I have a boyfriend. I have a suitor.
And how did you pretend? By just the friends gonna make kwenta lang?
Oh.
Okay,
so
but
we
that's weak, man.
All of the three of us. Tapos, sinayoso ko na yung best friend kong lalaki.
Okay.
Sabi ko sa kanya, I'm about to say yes to this guy na. Kasi I have a feeling na meron din siya nalalaman sa akin, pero he's just so torpedo.
Wow. You know what? That could totally backfire on you. If you did that crap to me, I'd be like, all right, screw you. I don't want you anymore.
Does your guy friend know, like, have any clue that you like him?
No.
Yeah, well, that's your... Well, yeah, don't ever do this
like,
again.
Lumang babae. Alam, parang Maria Clara na I don't want to go on telling guys that I like them.
Sure, but then you go out and invent a completely fictional person. That's,
oh, that's
right.
Different.
Okay. Are you cute,
love? I want
good
someone
job.
To call in, like, actually... hired someone.
Right, like hired a Brazilian model because, you know, they got no money and just go, hey, you know, come over here and walk around and show the abs and stuff.
Yeah,
that would
something
be awesome.
Like that.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Well, it's not yet done.
Huh?
But the good thing is,
my best
friend said, wait until Sunday before you answer the guy. Then come Sunday, he said he loved me. So we're now married.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, that's a dangerous game you played. I'm glad it worked out well for you.
Have a good
that,
one, guys.
That crap would not you fly too. With me. Hello?
Hello.
Whoa, another girl. My God.
Are you kidding?
Wild.
Guys, call the show.
Wow.
We know
it's
you
like
do
girls,
it.
It's I like mean, girls have one number and guys have a completely different phone number. They're calling and no one's answering. Who's this?
This is Lark.
What's up, Lark?
Lark.
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 Lark. That's a beautiful name, by
like
the way.
The bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
I like voice mo. Anyways, this
you like
is
voice?
You like
yeah,
voice?
I like your voice.
My what? Why?
Why does it sound so good in the radio?
It's so horrible. I have a terrible speaking voice. Anyway, go.
It's not, this is a story, like, I didn't have a boyfriend, and I pretended to have someone who is my suitor. I told the guy that this is not my current boyfriend. His name is Lex. And he, well, I hope he's not listening right now.
Yeah.
But I, sabi sa kanya is, before nung friends kami, I invited him to a dinner or something. Sabi sa kanya is, you know, mayroon na nandigyo sa akin and he gives me these flowers. And after that, tinanong niya, parang he kept on asking for details what type of flowers, yung mga ganun. And then after a month or so, kinakamusta niya ako how was the guy, and minsan, copy na yung story ko, and then he told me that he likes me, and yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Good story.
Apparently,
yeah.
All girls do this. Okay. Thanks for the call. All right.
Thanks, Mo, and good time.
Bye.
You know what? You really have to have guts to pull it off. If you're like,
well, okay, can we move?
Because if you're always scared and you know, you're praying, I don't think you can
okay,
do it.
Can we move from the story of I invented a suitor because I wanted this guy to not be torpe? I want full on, like, what did you use technology-wise and how far you went? And we'll take, like, two more calls and then we're done. Hello?
How about hiring people?
Yeah, that's what I want crazy-ass stories, not the invention
I
of
have
suitors.
A story about hiring people, like, full-on actors, but to impress a girl. Like, because, okay, the guy
proposed to a girl, right?
Yeah.
And the thing was...
Oh, okay, but it wasn't to make her jealous. It was a gimmick for a proposal.
No, it wasn't. Actually, it was to fool her, to think that... Well, because he proposed to her, the girl's like, okay, now I finally have to meet your parents because, syempre, we're engaged now, so we have to set a meeting or a dinner with your parents. Yeah. The guy... apparently was fooling around and didn't really want to get married to her but proposed to her because she was nagging him about it. So what he did was full on hired one actor, one actress to pretend to be his parents and had dinner with her full on, like in the house, cooked for her.
Oh my god, rich people can get away with so much nonsense.
I know. Your Hello? Friends, Grace.
Hello.
Hi. And
Hello.
You're a girl?
Yeah.
Would not have noticed. Yeah, what's up?
But this is actually a different story because my husband did this to me many times.
Okay, yeah. But did he invent a whole new human being and like
keep them? Yes.
All right, quickly, you're the last story. Hurry, go.
Actually, he created a new account in Facebook, and then what he did is he always put comments. The
fake account.
The fake account always post a comment on his. Book.
Like, hi, you're so handsome and so hot.
Yeah, and then
the world and toss
what
yourself
do you do later?
And then sometimes the girl said that, "Are you online? Can we talk? Can we have a chat like that?"
Mm-hmm. And did it work?
Yeah, it didn't work actually. And then actually he did it many times. One time he asked me to open his Yahoo Mail, and then he asked me he do not have access in the internet. Yeah. So he asked me to open it, and then boom, I saw.
Yeah, and it did not work on you.
Yeah, it didn't.
Why?
Because he thought that I'm cheating on him, but it's not actually. But because he's working abroad, so he's sad, and then he's thinking that I'm having an affair here in the Philippines, but definitely not.
All right. Good story. Thanks for the call, babe.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Let's take a break. Back after this. Don't go away.
Good time. Good times. Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo. Grace Lee. And Angelica. Go. Come calling. Kasama ko. Bago. Kasama ko. Kasama ko. Bago. Kasama ko. Kasama ko.
Bagong kasama Coke, Cool Bottle. Kasama mo sa saya kahit saan. Swak sa 15 pesos. Suggested retail price. Oh, isama mo na. Open Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Have your list of books ready and your shopping bags near as National Bookstore holds its annual Cut Price Book Sale at all National Bookstore and Bestsellers branches nationwide. Enjoy up to 75% discount on selected books from our wide array of genres. From July 29 to August 21, the books you are longing to read and add to your collection could be yours at a very low price. That's book shopping made easy for you only at National Bookstore. For DTI NCR, permit number 4925, series of 2011.
I used to want to hurl my keyboard at you each time I saw your wildly printed tops that remind me of a confused rainbow. But today, as the steam of my McCafe premium roast coffee desaturates your true colors, and I sip its full-bodied flavor with its woody, spicy afternotes, I remember, after all, that it's people like you who spice up this boring office's white walls.
Oh, the wonders of McCafe Premium Roast Coffee at only 25 pesos. Enjoy a wonderful warm cup of McCafe Premium Roast Coffee for free.
Girl, you're in love!
I am! Guess who lets me go shopping and spoils me with lots of free gifts from either Bonchon, Globe, Mongkok, South Star Drive, Sugar House, or the spa.
You're so spoiled!
Who's doing all this? No one else but my Ally Bank and PNB credit cards. I just show a single charge slip with the required amount and voila! Presents galore! With my Ally Bank or PNB, I'm well taken care of. Who could ask for anything more?
For more info, call 818-9818 or domestic toll-free 1-800-1018-9818 per DTI NCR, permit number 4236, series of 2011. Promo period is from June 1 to August 31, 2011.
Do all high-tech things come at a bloody high price? Not your digital TV broadcast. From 4,200 pesos, your Signal prepaid SD SD kit plan 390s, now only 2,990 pesos. Not just that, you also get 4 months worth of load, your favorite channels, and many more, all in digital quality.
Sige na, tagalog na. May over 1,200 pesos na discount ka na, may 4 months load ka pa sa prepaid SD kit plan 390 mo. Kaya subscribe ka na sa Signal. 100% digital, 100% clear. Log on to signal.tv or see flyers for more details. Promo until August 27, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 4281 series of 2011.
Ay, ano pala ko na? Balik na naman ang office.
Coffee?
Parang masarap na cold coffee, ah.
Actually.
Kaya lang, wala namang malapit na kasi.
No problem. Try this.
Get your cafe coffee treat in an instant with a cold Nescafe can. Indulge in its sweet and creamy taste that comes in two delectable flavors, latte and mocha. It's your cafe in a can.
Mmm, sarap pa. Thanks.
Kiss?
Oh, talaga? Mmm.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Back on the program here, 7:53 on this Thursday morning. It is August 11, 2011. Thanks for listening to us, making us your choice for radio entertainment this morning, wherever you are going. Let's keep it here till 9 o'clock. Joseph, Chopper, Grace.
We're always on the lookout for the greatest deals out there. What's better than the front row seats to your favorite Bandit account? Of course, getting them at a lower price.
You know, it makes the whole experience that much sweeter, and that's exactly what it feels like if you get a brand new Tattoo broadband stick right now. You can get a Tattoo broadband stick at the lower price of 995 pesos. It's preloaded with 5 days of unlimited surfing, and it's even faster now with speeds up to 3.6 Mbps and can even call and text. No other stick can come close. Tattoo, live without limits.
Maximum speed is 3.6 Mbps, where wireless broadband is available with minimum GPRS speed of 24-48 kbps, where wireless broadband is not available. Promo is extended until August 14th, so do avail of this as soon as you can, as approved by DTI NCR permit number 6624, series of 2011.
Also, saying thank you to Nessie Ice Cream. You know, ice cream enthusiasts can reveal and revel in the unique sensorial experience that can only be delivered by their new Nessie Ice Cream and Temptations range, and we have the whole set of flavors here at the station for all the DJs. They have different flavors like...
they have chunky flavors like the limited edition Choco Mallows and limited edition Brownie Nut Fudge. They also have other Nestle ice cream temptations. They have the fruity flavors, you know, like Fiesta Fruit Salad, Berry Strawberry Durian Delight. It smells good. Halo Halo Supreme.
Best acting goes to...
Angelica Hopper.
Yay!
Creamy, chunky, fruity, whatever flavor they have there. Make sure to try the new Nestle Ice Cream Temptations. It's giving you more of the good stuff so you can give more happiness to your family.
Thank you to Tony and I'm Cherry Reyes. Thank you. Congratulations, Coach Chot Reyes. Talk and text winning game 2 of the PBA Finals. Forever 21. Thank you so much.
And sogo.com.ph is a deal site that I want you guys to visit immediately. It's spelled ENSOGO.com.ph. I'll tell you this, 50% off minimum of everything they have there. That's really what separates them from other deal sites, is because some deals like 30% off, 40% off, whatever. There's 50% off minimum goes up to all the way 90% off on a lot of their stuff. My one of my favorite deals right now is a trip to Calibo, which is a Boracay, for 1,200 plus lang to get over there. So that is something you might want to check out right now. There are some great restaurant deals as well for like buffets and stuff like that at hotels. You'll always find really good stuff there. And sogo.com.ph. Give it a look. You will not regret it. Phone number 6310899 if you want to call us, get yourself on the program. We are changing topics here, but we have somebody who's been on hold for a while. Let me see if he's still there and unhold this phone call. Hello?
This is from Bantay Bata 163.
163.
Yes. I love it.
What the hell is Bantay Bantay 163? What's the 163 part? What does that mean, Ian?
Somebody reported that a kid was being spunked, hit by a chair, after being called a bitch.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, beach, he's trying beach, to be funny. We have to encourage
Ian,
him.
Ian, you can't even be normal. What more funny?
Do you have any disclaimer or any parental guidance? While listening? Or?
Our whole show is parental guidance.
Yeah.
Okay. As you know. Ian,
see, this is it.
Come on.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
There, no,
we
never
play that every
never,
time we begin
never
the
call
show.
Us again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Ian. Be safe.
Oh, my.
God, you suck.
Thank you, Ian.
Ian, you sucks.
Did you ever
not
get
too
into,
much?
Did you ever get into like a fight or like a you know
with
verbal joust with anyone and then you fail like that, like you begin wrong grammar ka or?
That's a really good topic.
Like, what did you say? Because I remember when really I was a kid, like, gago pala ka, we. I was like, oh.
What?
I mean,
I'm sure Mojo
say,
does that all
gago
the time.
Gago ka pala. And then I go, gago pala ka, and they'll stop and started laughing. And it's like, kind of badass. Like, forget it. We can't say G-A-G on air, can we?
Two gago?
Yeah. Gaga?
Gaga, okay, gago. Okay, which one?
The, both. I guess we can say they've been saying it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's get to the phones real quick. I have a new topic I want to discuss, but let's try to get unhold these. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who's
Hello?
This? Hi, who's this?
This is Chloe.
Hi, Chloe, what's up? Nice
Hi,
movie.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a question lang. Medyo baduy, pero kasi I have a new boyfriend. Gusto ko may tawagan sana kami. Can you guys
talk? Oh my God. Joseph, how rude.
I have no control
Mojo,
over the button.
That is so
I have no
rude.
Control over the button.
You are...
That was
are,
not me. No, are, it was not
that
me.
That is so sad. So sad. I'm sorry, dear. You would have to forgive. He's gay. How can we help you again?
Yeah, can you suggest tawagan? Endearment? Wala lang. Parang...
Anong term
of endearment
nyo? Ah. Yan kasi wala. Parang gusto kong mag-isip ng...
The babe, no. Mga ganyan. Chicks. I mean, sweetheart, mga ganyan.
I like sugar. Yeah.
I think it's more like beh with lots of etches for you.
What's naman beh?
Wag beh.
Sugar. But I don't think you can pull off sugar.
Sugar?
No, you sugar. Can't. No. Chopper, I can't believe that came out of your mouth.
How does
you're,
love?
You're amongst the wittiest females I know.
I know.
Sugar?
No, I call my girlfriend Sugar. My girlfriend.
Really? Oh, that was horrible. No. Term of endearment.
Love, I think love is
love
awesome.
Love is awesome.
Yeah, I like love.
Love is love. Good.
Mahal.
Wag mo lang tawagan daddy at mommy.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is
I don't like it too.
Really
yeah,
bad.
I will stab you if you do that.
You will lose your sex life if you do that.
You can't tell your kids, oh, go to daddy, but then don't say na... Don't call your daddy. Oh, daddy, balik ka na. I hate that in the restaurants. Yeah. I hear that all the time. Like, the wives calling their husband daddy.
Or the guy. Ma! Ma, kuha ka na.
And this is really your
it
mom.
It is the worst.
Ma, date ka tayo.
Oh, God.
What about calling your boyfriend papi?
Ew.
That's okay if you're Latino.
Papi.
But it's also fatherly kind of a term
I know,
of endearment.
Doesn't sound right.
No,
all right. I have a friend named Papi.
It's like Willie Revillame. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Papi.
Okay, Nino. See ya.
All right.
Thanks for the call. Love is nice. I'll even go as far as sweetheart's cool. Baby's all right.
The good old hun.
Baby's all right. Don't make it bad.
Honey's cool.
Wag lang honey. Wag lang ganyan.
I'm reading an article here on one of my favorite female websites talking about celebrities who are supposedly bad and good in bed.
Bad and good in bed?
These are Hollywood celebrities who have a reputation of being exceptional performers in the bedroom and some who are not.
Didn't Pamela Anderson get a lot of,
No, her boyfriend, what's his face? Well, the massive Wang. What's his name?
Tommy Lee.
What?
Yeah, that is...
It's humongoid.
Yeah, that oh boy.
And then that's the definition of skinny thick.
Yeah, skinny long is what it is. Anyway, so let me run down here. There's a lot. 34 celebrities here. I just want to give the notable ones, and then we'll move on to the topic that we've had on the show many, many times. We've had this topic on our program.
Okay.
Have you had sex with a celebrity? You. Yes, you, in the car... driving
but
right
it's
now.
So rare, though.
Have you had sex with
rare.
A local celebrity?
Need sex
local
as well.
That's
celebrity.
Right. Before they were a star, maybe when they were a star, whatever. Have you had sex with a celebrity? 6310899. We have three calls already firing away here. I'll give you some time to continue to call us, but let me read through some of this. John Mayer once told in Playboy magazine, I'm sure you've heard this, that Jessica Simpson is like crack cocaine to me sexually. That's all I have to say. It's like napalm, explosive, sexual napalm. I want to quit my life and just effing snort her. If you charge me $10,000 to eff her, I would start selling all of my crap to start to keep effing you. That's
oh
what she said.
Gosh.
That's what he said about Jessica Simpson.
Oh so she's so... What a guy. It's a kiss and tell.
That was a little wrong. That was a little strong. Wilmer Valderrama, you know him?
I love
oh, yeah.
Wilmer.
Yeah. He dates all like a young, hot...
Said
Hollywood
in an interview actresses. That Lindsay Lohan was the best sex he's had, but that Jennifer Love Hewitt is an 8 out of 10, but that Mandy Moore was good, just not like warm apple pie.
was what he said. Jessica Simpson went ahead and said that Nick Lachey, her ex-husband, Nick is small down there, and that's a problem. The first time we had sex, to tell you the truth, I didn't even feel it, and I had to fake the whole thing.
And he was a she was a virgin, wasn't she?
She was virgin,
I felt really sorry for him, but I love him. Adam Levine of recently visiting Maroon 5.
He's so hot. He must be.
He bangs a lot of chicks.
I know.
He like said, Maria Sharapova, my all-time tennis crush. Well, he said this about her. I can't tell you how disappointed I was. I really thought, like a lot of guys thought, that she would be loud, screaming type. Because on court, Maria Sharapova, on court, Sharapova is the loudest screamer tennis player. She wouldn't make any noise during sex. She just lay there like a dead frog. She even got angry if I started to moan, said it ruined her concentration.
What?
It was so disillusioning that I went on Paxil for a month afterwards. I don't know what Paxil, I'm assuming it's like some sort of
drug.
Medication.
Yeah.
That's Adam Levine on Sharapova. And
maybe that's so weird. Maybe Paris, because she screams so much on in the court.
Yeah, people are like, oh my God, she's going to be a rock star in bed. No. She is dating, if not dating, or engaged to New Jersey Net guard Sasha Vujicic. All right. Nick Carter on his ex-girlfriend, Paris Hilton, who arrives on Saturday. She was a drunken prude who, as far as I can see, did not really like sex. She relied on drugs and to drink to give her confidence in the bedroom and was more often than not too wasted to ever perform. I lost count how many nights I had to find. I found her on the floor and just dragged her to bed. That's Paris Hilton, who's arriving on Saturday.
To endorse Session Properties.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so here we go. Let's get your calls. Have you had sex with a celebrity, good or bad? Call us. Be honest. We're going to know if you're telling the truth or not. Hello? Hello? Caller on the phone?
Yo.
Hello?
We hear you.
Hello? No, we lost him? All right, 631-0899 is our phone number. Well, wait, we have to take a break as well, though. Let me try to get one call and then we'll go. Hello? 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 Hello?
Oh, turn off your radio, please.
Hello?
No, don't hang up. Just turn off the radio.
Oh, gosh, we're losing all our callers here. All the people have been on hold. Hello?
Sorry.
No?
What's happening? Good morning.
All four lines are down. All right, anyway, we can take care of it. Let's try this one. Magic, hello.
Why are they hanging up?
I don't know if it's hanging up or if it's me.
Jill, calm down. It's okay.
Yeah, Chopper, but be okay. You're going to be all right. I know you want the sex story real bad.
I know.
That's right. Yeah, here we go. Let's try this one.
Celebrity,
hello?
Hello, good morning.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Who did you sleep with?
Yeah. What's your name?
Oh,
sorry. I don't know. Is it us? Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Morning. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Colleen.
Hello, Colleen.
Not me. It's my friend.
Okay. Who does she have sex with?
She said she had sex with Jojo Alejar.
No, Jojo A all the
All the way.
Who is that?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, wait, hold on. Is he in here? And was he good?
Kinda. That's what she said.
Like why? Like, what made it?
I don't know. Maybe he's small or whatever.
Small.
He's a small guy, but maybe he's big down there.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. And how long ago was this?
Oh, that was years ago.
Yeah?
Right.
So she walks around the office. I had sex with Jojo. Yeah. And just kind of walks out.
He wasn't even Jojo yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she does that thing with her boobs where they fix it, they adjust the bra. She's like, so she works at, like, let's say she works at a bakery. I had sex with Jojo. And then she spanks her own ass before she goes outside into the thing.
And that's a hot thing. Please don't slap the
Jojo
bus.
Jojo Alejar,
please don't do that
was the guy
with
from That's Entertainment.
Because it was, come on, it was Jojo A.
Yeah, Jojo is stuck in the A. All right, thanks for the call.
All right, bye. All right,
bye.
We're talking about sex with celebrities. Have you had sex with someone popular? What? All right. Hello? Next call. Hello? By the way, when we say popular, hold on, lower your radio. When we say popular, it includes politicians, people of public figures.
More public figures, politicians, actors, actress, singers,
DJs,
entertainers.
Exactly, DJs, whatever. The whole night. Okay, now our phones are exploding. You see politicians and these hornballs, and our phones are going off the hook. Hello. Hello.
Turn off your
Jesus
radio.
Christ! I know that everybody loves this topic because it's sexual celebrity, so everyone's volumes are incredibly high. But please show a little bit.
If you're calling, turn it off.
Of
And just turn off your radio, everyone.
Sakit sa tenga eh.
All right, go. Who's this? Hey.
Hello?
Yes, you. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, it's
yes,
you.
Yes, you, sir. It's your turn to talk. What's up?
No, he did not sleep with a celebrity, yeah, that's no, for sure. Yeah.
Hello? Next call.
So mean today. What's wrong with us?
Yes, you.
On the phone, can
no
you
no one breathing on the phone. I'm not bad.
Ikaw na.
Hello? Okay, screw
oh my
this.
Gosh, next I want to die.
Hello?
Kill me now.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
We're talking about sex with celebrities.
Who or politicians.
Or politicians. Or anyway.
Or athletes
let's
or
just
whatever.
Say, let's just say celebrities or everyone who's public interest. All right, yeah. What's up?
Maybe you know Jude Michael?
Who?
Jude Michael.
Who the hell is Jude Michael?
The one who sang the
Hula Sa Puso. Jude Michael? Who the heck is that?
He sang it or he was in it?
He sang it. The original one.
Oh, old.
That's not Jude Michael. The one. Some mula sa puso ay tunay na ang ganyan. That's not Jude Michael.
Oh, it says there is a Jude Michael, na singer na Pabelang Puso. Is that the name?
Yes.
Okay, so you had sex with him. What year was this? Please don't tell me it was last week, and I'm so happy about it.
Is he old or young?
Is he alive?
Hello?
Who is this guy?
Oh my god. Alright. I think our phone system is.
Why, when we have topics like this, I think our callers get too excited.
That's him. I don't even know him.
I think our phone has gone to hell.
I don't know who that is either.
Who is that?
Oh, I know that dude.
Who is that?
Who's that?
Jude Michael. Hello?
Hello? Hello, yeah. Call me Bob.
Okay, Bob, hold on, Bob. I'm going to put you on hold because I'll take the lady first just because you're a gentleman, right, Bob?
Cool.
Cool. All right, sweetheart, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Annie.
Annie, we're talking about sex with celebrities. Who did you sleep with?
Leandro Baldemore.
Leandro Baldemore.
Oh, my God. I used to have a big crush on him.
Me okay. too, but he's just so short.
No.
No,
he has
that's
nice
different.
Skin, and it's supposed to be very...
No, but he's his height, I mean.
Tell us about it. Tell
screw you, it. Chopper.
I'm sorry.
Tell me about Leandro Baldemore. How did
well,
you meet him?
He's my friend's cousin, but like second cousin.
Is he's moreno eh?
Not really.
Is he not?
Okay, anyway, so was it awesome or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I'll forget that.
Six
it's not
out
that
of
great.
Ten?
6 out of 10 lang yan. Not bad.
Maybe.
No. How about package? How's package going down?
It's supposed to be big.
Good.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. I only want guys to call from now on. All right. Thanks for the call, sweetheart.
This is bye-bye. Nice.
Bob?
Yeah, hi.
Talking about sex and celebrities. Who'd you do?
All right, but actually, this is kind of off topic, so you might want to drop the phone on me now. Because it wasn't me. It was someone who was claiming to have sex with someone.
Claiming is so difficult.
I know, but here's the thing. He's a effing douche.
So?
Okay, so Malo, you want to destroy him on air? Okay, by all means, if he is a douche.
All right, go. What do you got?
Well, this is the thing. He claimed to, well, can he name the celebrity?
Sure, yeah, of course. That's our point.
First letter.
A.
Babae lalaki.
Babae, siyempre.
Girl.
Go, who is it?
Well, she's the one, the cosplay person, Alodia Gosinfeo.
Alodia.
Okay, all right. Well,
yeah. All right, here's the thing. He claimed to have slept with her, right?
Yeah,
in costume.
Okay. But I don't know. I didn't want the details. But the thing here is, she's a common friend of mine. I know her from a friend of a friend.
Yeah?
So, when, of course, I just had to ask.
Sure.
Did you sleep with this guy? Mm-hmm. He said, I don't even know the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You should answer. Do you think she tell you the truth?
She won't even say yes if you...
Yeah. All right.
Well,
all right, Bob.
Oh, well. Hey. That's it. All right.
Have a good day. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Who's this?
Just call me Robert.
Robert, hey, we're talking about sex with celebrities. What's up?
Yeah. Way back in college when I was in Baguio.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Gwen Garcia.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
why do we not react to this? Yeah.
We're all like, huh? Okay, huh? Sure.
Gwen Garcia.
All right, we'll take a couple of those.
There are a couple of reasons why we're not reacting.
Next.
Grace, you're a horrible, horrible woman today.
Wait, bucket.
There are a couple of reasons why we're not reacting. As if like he's not the last person that's gonna call and say Gwen Garcia.
No.
Because it didn't sound convincing to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
whatever,
you're
right.
Such, man, you fit right in this business. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
John.
John, we're talking sex with celebrities. Who did you do?
They're not me, actually. My close friends.
Close friends?
I see the evidence.
You have evidence?
Yeah, actually, you used to have a picture of the event.
You had a photo of them doing it?
Yeah, that was the vet, actually.
Well, hell yeah. Well, who was it?
Olivia Newton-John.
Who?
I'm sorry?
Leon. Olivia Newton-John. You remember
her? Oh, Olivia Newton-John. You have a friend that had sex with her, the girl from Greece?
The one that I want.
Oh, my
best friend. I was actually there that night where he picked her up.
I don't.
Picture, and he carried the picture in his jacket for years. So
of him? And this is prior Photoshop and all that stuff?
Yeah, probably deal. It was a real deal.
And so you saw her naked with this dude?
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
She's Australian, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remembered it when you were talking.
This must have been a long, long time.
No, Olivia Newton-John's Australian.
Just came flooding back, the memory,
actually. Wow.
Wow.
What a lucky dude. Wait, what year? What year? Because if this was 1981, then I'm giving him a high five. Yeah, if this was 1990...
Just before she became very, very famous, actually.
No way.
She's hot.
No, she's 50 years old now.
No doubt. No doubt.
So the hot during her hottest moments.
I remember the guy of everything. It's very, very clear.
God damn it. All right. Thanks, man. Bye.
You made Mo very jealous.
I hate that
Thank
guy.
You. But isn't it like, because he has an accent like that, he's so much more credible. If...
Well,
another guy called the show and he's like, no, I have a photo of like
a
celebrity.
Grace.
What?
This
is the
rude
today, Grace. Grace is the one today.
We will not call him a...
You are so
I don't know what happened to you, Grace.
Grace
this is not the Grace
Lee
that I knew.
Hello?
Oh,
I'm
going
to shut up.
You
no. I'm taking off my earphones because she's going to start
Hello?
Screaming. I can't take it.
Hello?
I have not done anything.
Call her on the show.
I have not done anything.
Hello?
Oh.
Grace, you're unbelievable. Hello?
No, you don't get my point. You always do that to me when I'm trying to say something and you make
so
it sound so
rude.
Bad.
It's
no, because
so
you
bad.
Do it.
It
no, you do it.
So
you're like,
bad.
No, if somebody said, oh, you know, I slept with like a, for example, like a local celebrity here and I have a photo of him, you won't believe it.
I know, but the way you said it's like, you didn't say a local. You said his accent is so,
no,
this is so credible. If it was a guy who did this, alamo, I slept out it with all of a sudden.
Stop lying to me. You would do it. You would do it. I know you do it.
Hello? Hi, who's this?
This is John.
John, we're talking sex with celebrities. Who'd you do it with?
No, I just like to say, Grace, you don't have a right
I did
to
not mean it. It's, you know.
Because you're just like her.
Joking.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
To bash you?
Who is it?
I don't know. He's trying to get in your nerves, and then you're going to do all this defensive spiel, and I don't want to get
kidding.
Into it. I don't want to get into it. Hello?
I know. I'm going to stop being
Hello?
Pretty funny.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Wait. We're going to go with the girl. Who's the girl? Hello?
Hello?
Girl? Start talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, I'm Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Who did you do it with?
Vong Navarro.
Vong Navarro. I've had a couple. Yeah. I have a couple people who have said Vong Navarro.
I've got a crush on Vong Navarro.
Somebody.
Now, how long ago, Grace?
Why?
I love
Grace. Why? I'm
Grace. Something is wrong with Grace.
Why?
Oh, Vong.
How could Vong?
I'm sorry,
See,
Vong.
Grace is like, did I say Vong. That out loud?
Vong
I can't.
She just, well, you know what? Grace was on her phone. Grace was on her phone, so she probably didn't realize what she has in control of what she's saying. The girl's like, I had sex with Vong Navarro. Really? Why? Oh, we lost her.
Oh. No, I bet you Vong is good in bed because he's a dancer.
Mia, but you got stop BBing.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah,
what a waste. Listen, lady, call back. I'm sorry, go what?
You can just call me Doc.
All right, Doc. Who'd you who'd you examine?
Okay, I'm one of hello.
Yeah. Yes, go.
I'm a friend of Hayden Ko.
Sure.
But one of my other friends also slept with Katrina Halili even before she had her nose job.
Great.
So the pre nose.
Pre rhinoplasty.
2002.
All right. All right. All right.
The time she was still joining kind of like a star circle thing.
Yeah. She was discovered through the
All right.
program.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank
All
you.
Right.
Okay.
Bye. Hello?
Hello?
For some reason, I don't believe dudes. I just feel like this has to be an all call. Girls only can call this for this topic.
You believe them.
I just don't believe guys. Who's this?
James,
you can say the ugliest celebrity right now. I still won't believe you.
See? This is what I'm talking about.
No, see, I get away with it because mine is mine has a comic undertone. Yours is absolutely serious.
No, but I said that you would. I didn't say I would. I know, said, but it's like, you would have done it.
Why?
Okay, quite honestly, that one, I didn't even realize I was saying it out loud.
I knew it.
You've been hanging around Angelica too much.
No, I don't
Vong,
even do
listen,
that.
Listen, Vong's a nice guy. Vong, sorry. I know that
no,
you...
No,
I
love
listen,
Vong. No, just only because listen, Vong, Vong, you are a very respectable man.
Oh,
and, you know,
please.
I have the utmost respect
oh,
for you.
God.
I think you work
enough.
Your way up there, and I, you know, oh, and I really applaud you. Yeah. And I just can't believe that a random girl like that would sleep with someone. Yeah, but I would just
would
never sleep
with someone
you.
Like you?
No,
what is that?
Grace is not making any friends in the Familia Network.
Listen, Vong,
I'd sleep
I really
with
like
you.
Vong, you're a nice guy.
I really respect him. I really do.
We
That's
do.
What I meant.
And you know what? Even though Grace doesn't think you're entitled to have sex, I think, buddy.
Is Vong married? He's not married,
you
can't.
No, he's
I
not.
Meant.
He's not.
See,
that's
you guys
not what
make
you
it
meant.
Sound so bad.
All right, hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark. And hold on, the other caller, who's this? No? Okay, Mark, hold on. Everybody, hold on. We have to take a short commercial break. Let me come back more of your stories. Don't go.
Good gentlemen, good times. Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Isa ka ba sa mga taong sa mall nabubuhay, sa stairs tumatambay, para makasurf ng libreng wifi? Isa ka ba sa mga nagwa-wifi sa coffee shop, bibili lang na isang cup para mag-upload ng pic na Photoshop? Isa ka ba sa mga kumakabit sa wifi ng kapitbahay na mabait, para makachat kahit saglit? Isa ka ba sa mga ito? Bumili ka na sariling broadband mo. Mahal ba ka mo? Di na ngayon, pare ko. May new Bro Starter Plugit na. 995 lang siya. Nationwide coverage na.
On the program here, 8:25 on this Thursday morning. I want to thank you guys for listening to our show. Phone number 631-899. We're talking about celebrity sex. People you've slept with that are famous. And we have people on the line, on hold, and we will unhold them in just a little bit. But let's quickly get to some of these announcements, starting with this one here. Looking for an unlimited postpaid plan with the lowest monthly rates, guaranteed unlimited text and calls to the most number of subscribers? Well, look no further, because they're smart unlimited postpaid. As low as $299 and $599, that's guaranteed unlimited on-network text and or calls to Smart, Red, and TNT every day, every month. No need to register to the most number of subscribers nationwide. That's over 47 million people.
Wow.
Yeah. And it comes with a free phone, a Samsung E1080 or a Nokia C101. Smart, Unli postpaid, get one now. Promo from July 7, October 7, 2011 for DTI TR permit 6176. Here's a 2011. See posters for announcement details. Joseph, Chopper, Grace, what's up?
Thank you so much to Hairworks Salon located across Rainbow 5 and to L'Oreal Professional Hair Products. Also to Majolica Majorca, you can avail of their wonderful, wonderful makeup products, which is actually the sister company of Shiseido. Really, really good quality at a cheaper price. They're available in Watson's and SM department stores.
Chopper?
Thank you to Dr. Vicky Bella. Call 819 Bella. And also, their Bellified promo is only until this week. So, guys, go on and join their Facebook promo.
My name is Mola. There's Mojo Jojo in front of me. Grace Lee to my left. Chelicopta to her right. Topic, sex with celebrities. Let's go to the phones and talk to this lady first. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Daisy.
Hi, Daisy. How old are you?
I am 25.
25. Who have you had sex with that's popular?
Raphael
Rizal. Oh, I love him. Are you serious?
You're making Mojo so jealous.
Details.
When?
It was my friend. He was a common friend. Mm-hmm. Or not so much. But my friend is his friend. And we met at the bars. So we dated for a while then, yeah.
I just heard a story about him banging somebody recently.
Who's he know?
Just the other day.
Who?
You know the rules. Oh,
hold on. No, I will tell you. I gosh darn it, Raphael Rizal. And another celebrity.
Love team?
No, man. It was another celebrity, like in a vehicle. It was real
grouchiness.
Or was it a vehicle or like in a corner
or
room or something? Yeah, something like that. Anyway, so when was this? When did you guys do it?
2 years ago.
Oh, so he's muscular and popular and you know,
yeah,
underwear model. And Joseph, yeah. Your question.
How big is his wang?
It is huge.
Oh! Oh, how come I see that's the thing? You know, it is bench pool boards. It doesn't look big.
But like,
but it is. It is huge.
Oh, I love it. Rafael, I'm going to tweet him right now.
it is really good.
He's really good.
Oh, gosh.
Yes,
he's got that hip motion thing.
Yeah, everything. The moaning. And he's not selfish. He's not selfish.
Oh, he's a giver. Joe.
Yes,
and
yeah. All right, I want to kill myself. Thanks for the call. Bye.
Somebody will have it all, I swear.
Hello?
Yeah, usually it's someone
Hello?
Like...
Hi, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, we're talking about sex with celebrities. Who did you sleep with?
I slept with Dolly Ann Carvajal.
Dolly Ann Carvajal, co-host of mine.
Are you proud of that?
Joseph!
No, I'm not.
That wasn't me.
What are you people? What is all this? As if you guys can't have sex.
Wait, you guys, what are you talking about?
This show, where the stop being rude.
I'm not being rude.
All right, so when was this?
I'm not saying
anything. And okay, everybody, why is everyone now uncharacteristically quiet?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm sorry.
Okay, and any pieces of info you'd like to share? Were they mug on? Was it casual?
It's just a one night stand.
Were you married at that time or no?
No, we're friends back then.
And so you knew about it back then?
Yeah, he even called me that night
and said, "I just left the Tuesday Vargas."
Yeah,
I'm sure Tuesday is wild because she's a wild girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other piece of info you'd like to share?
Would you like to talk to my husband?
Husband,
is he there right
husband
now?
Husband, yeah, there? Go
I'll put him on the phone.
Hi.
Come here.
Hi.
Your sexual prowess.
Even though, Estelle does not have it up
word.
Top, I know, back then during the day, she had, really nice abs and butt. She really work on that.
Hello? Hi, who's this?
Pietro.
Yeah. We were talking about sex with celebrities. I heard that you had a little timey-timey with somebody.
Yeah? Tuesday Vargas.
One night stand?
Yeah. That was in around 2004 at Puerto Galera.
And anything you'd like to share?
She was good.
Awesome. Ah. Your wife better?
Oh, better.
Yeah. All right. Just checking.
Good answer.
Good answer. Yeah. You're gonna get screwed. Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
Bye.
Grace, Chopper, anything? You guys okay?
We're okay.
All right.
I'm just waiting for more calls. More interesting calls.
Hello. Who's this?
Oh my. Sorry, the phone line is horrible.
Off. All right, next call. Hello?
Back.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Secret.
Your name is... Okay, turn off your radio, Secret. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. All right. Hello?
He slept with J.C. Parker.
J.C. Parker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
When did this happen?
Way back when I was 18 years old, 7 years ago.
How old was she?
Viva Hot Babe, J.C. Parker.
Yeah, Viva Hot Babe.
Yeah, all right.
What's the score?
Yeah.
Well, it actually happened in a hotel. We actually had an in-house party, something like that.
And then went to a room and threw down.
In-house party?
In-house party, yeah.
All right. And everybody came to that party? Yeah, okay, good. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Hello?
In-house partner.
Hello? Hi, who's this?
Michael,
sex with celebrities. Who is it?
Victor Vargas.
You had sex with who?
A guy?
Yeah.
Who?
Victor Bassa.
No! Yeah. Shut up,
Wait, who's this? Who is this?
He's not gay at all. Joseph, don't even. Joseph, why are you running around the room like I'm? He's my friend.
Jojo claims that Victor Bassa is what?
No.
You're going like this with your head. No way.
Mojo, you know the rules here.
I did not say anything.
Joseph, you were insinuating a whole lot of things.
No.
Okay, hold on. Time out.
Are you top?
Time out. Joseph, your interview. Go.
I will not out anyone. I'm sorry. I don't want to out any, I don't want
He's not gay.
I don't think Victor
is
gay.
Okay. There's no way
on the phone
guy
says
gay.
You had a tryst with Victor Bassa.
This is your interview.
I don't know. How did it happen?
Hello? Well, it's in the forest, so he's back. Hello.
And then, yes?
Yeah, he's actually peeing. We're on separate urinals, and he's flashing, and then...
No, impossible. He's going to flash his wee-wee at you
no,
in a public
no.
place.
No, he's sorry, not the you're time. Lying. You're lying.
Is it a public place?
It happened twice.
When was this? Before he was famous?
Oh, by the way, when somebody says it happened not just once, but twice, you have to give
before he was famous or after he was famous?
Sorry?
Before he was famous or after he was famous?
That was around 2007.
No, he was pretty famous then. He's not going to do that.
Well, nothing.
Top or bottom? Tell me. I'll let you know.
Top? Are you top or bottom? Hey.
Bottom.
You were.
No,
you were.
Shush.
This guy
says that he's bottom. No, I'm sorry.
Well,
it's gonna be like,
what are you talking about?
No, because like,
okay, I'm calling this guy a liar.
What are you talking about? You're saying that it would be more believable if Victor was bottom?
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm saying these things.
Victor Basa is gay.
So I don't know.
Do you know anyone who slept with Victor Basa?
Men?
Can we not?
I'm not going anywhere there because I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh my god!
You know the
I'll tell
rules.
You off air my stories, but
that guy's not gay. He's a friend of mine. Not at all. No way.
Yeah,
all
right. That guy.
Well,
no way.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah,
he's
thank
just
you.
A, he's
thank
just
you.
A very Goodbye. Nice, quiet type of guy.
Yeah, he's a good
but there's
dude.
No way he's gay. And you know, I think a lot of gay people.
You're running around the room like some sort of like chicken that we just cut the head off says volumes.
I think a lot of gay people just fantasize about him being gay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Nika.
Nika, you're too young for this.
Ginugol agad the grace. I just had to.
Who did you sleep
sure
with?
He's the guy.
No, actually, my friend.
Yeah?
He slept with Andy.
Andy who?
Andy Eichenman.
Impossible.
Yeah.
You're like 11.
No, oh. I'm 17.
How old was your friend?
He's 18.
How old
no,
is Andy?
No.
She's around that age.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe it. Yeah.
And kids at your age, because they make up stories like this. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Right?
And the Eigenman pa. It's like, yeah, no.
I guess I know.
Yeah. Nah.
Saying hi to Gabby Eigenman, who's tuned in the show right now.
Oh, my. Good morning.
Hello?
I think you're gorgeous.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, who's
John
this?
Again.
John,
what? Listen, I like the concept of asking people which celebrity... Asked them to have sex and they said no. They actually said no, not the celebrity.
No one's going to do that.
What is it?
No one's going to do that.
Just thinking the other part of my story was Olivia Newton-John. Was that actually, I actually went in London with Diana Ross before she was getting married to that Belgian guy.
So she wanted to have sex with you and you turned her down?
Yes.
Diana Ross.
Yeah. Is she sure it's Diana Ross and not Michael Jackson who was asking for you?
Diana, she swam through my legs, came up through my legs to my face and said, you know, would you like to go with me? I didn't recognize her.
John.
Then she asked me again. Yeah, and I said no. And that night, I went to see a concert with her singing for Teddy Pendergrass after his accident. And she was right on the front and she walked straight by me and looked me in the face and said, see what you're missing. You know, very funny.
Okay, John, I believe you, but that does not happen in our country. If a celebrity around here says, have sex with me, no one's going to say no. Unless it's Grace and Vaughn.
What about the celebrity that you, or the person that you're drunk with? Because it's more believable when you're drunk with somebody and you wake up the following morning and you wonder what's happened.
Yeah, it happens.
You won't remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll happen.
I remember the details.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Hello?
Bye.
Next call. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
John.
John, we're talking about celebrity sex. Who'd you do it with?
Better be good.
Lana Fannin.
Oh, good, lucky you.
Oh, she's
lucky you.
Hot.
The girl from
my neighbor.
Playboy Germany, yeah. Lana Sanin?
Yes.
She is. Where is she now?
She's hot.
Back in
Yugoslavia now.
Yugoslavia.
And you know this.
You're keeping in touch.
Oh, my God. How many times?
Of course.
How many times?
Once.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Amazing.
Oh. The girls do not drink with guys. Be careful. This always happens.
Look her up. Right.
And there was one more, actually.
Who?
Gwen Garcia.
Oh, yeah, we knew we were going to get a second one on that one. Thanks. Bye.
Why do you get away with saying stuff like that? Me, I don't even directly say it.
Hello?
Hello?
Bye. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, I'm Donna.
Hi, Donna. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I made it out with Ted Filon.
You made out with Ted Filon?
Was he wearing shades?
Yeah, because he was my teacher back when I was in college.
He was your teacher?
Allegedly.
He was your teacher? Tawagin natin si Ted ngayon, nasa Raja.
Oh, yeah. It was my mascom teacher.
He has a nice body, though.
There's a lot of mascom
on your face.
Oh, now I can't say that word. And it's my
on your face.
Mascom in your mouth.
Are you serious? How did he sound? How did he allegedly sound?
You are so
mad. Did he have that voice like...
Joseph, this is your interview. Go.
How did it, like... Did he talk while it was happening? I'm just curious now, because like he's got that really nice deep voice, and after he was done, did he take a pen and put it into his jacket like he does on the newscast?
I don't know, it's really different. He was fabulous.
He was fabulous.
Yeah, I was in third year college.
Hi on.
Wow, is this a true story?
Hey,
is this a true story?
Allegedly.
Oh yeah.
All right. Did he put his pen in his
jacket?
Look at me tear that woman up.
That's a signature move.
TV Patrol.
The pen.
I hope the pen was only put in the jacket. All right.
Oh,
thanks.
That is so disgusting. Must you be so obnoxious every time I see him?
Lower your radio.
Turn it off.
Hello?
Hello?
My vibrating function. Hi, who's this?
Me and Andy in Cheredra.
Who?
We don't believe
Andy.
Andy who?
Hi, girlfriend.
No, you didn't. You can't even say her name right. Then you say
she's not really
you.
Sino ba?
Hello?
Andy Agamundo.
Next caller. Hello?
Whatever.
Stop it, boys.
Boy, this is a long topic. This is like an hour.
Like that.
I'm sorry?
Oh my god, listen to that guy. Sounds like a
see?
Wood.
See? Look at Joe.
What?
Why did you let him get away with it also? I was not referring to him being whatever.
We're not making fun of our social class.
I made fun of the quality.
Oh, but yours sounded like...
my intention was to make fun of the caller.
Yeah, but using financial, like, their social status.
I did not mention their social status.
Yes, because you're like, oh, yeah, the Europeans are like, oh, hello, yeah, oh, how sucks with, like, Olivia and you.
And
you're
like, wow, it sounds so incredible. And you're like, oh, you can't use such a liar.
He can't even pronounce her name correctly. Okay, we have four more calls. Are we done with this topic or are we going to move on?
Call. No, more calls.
All right. I'm raising hands. Are there more sex with celebrities?
More sex with celebrities.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hey, Rio.
Rio, who'd you have sex with?
Well, Tommy, it's a friend.
Go, who?
It's Tofi Kalma.
Tofi Kalma?
Is your friend a boy or girl? He's out now. He's already come out already. So.
Oh, is he?
Oh, is
he's
he? Yeah. Okay, okay.
And he told me that Tofi was very kinky back then and... Like candles and all that.
Boy,
candles.
You have a candle business.
Candles are romantic.
Candles?
A candle business.
The candle drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure like banana candles dun sa bodega niya.
Yeah. Did he do the hot wax all over your body?
That's so painful.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Ed.
Ed. Sex with celebrities. Who?
Oh, it wasn't me. It was my ex-girlfriend.
Who?
That slept with one of her DJs.
Who?
Oh, my.
Definitely not me.
Let me guess. Tony, of course.
Can I say his name?
Yes, go.
His real name's Alex.
Oh, Max B, he's right here.
Oh, God.
Go call him. This was your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Call him. Hurry up. Go get him. He's right here.
No, she was my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, she was your ex.
Okay, yeah, Max
Speed. Your ex slept with Max Speed.
Totally. Hold on, he's right over here. His office is right next door. Hold on, okay? We're going to go ahead and share stories. Hello?
Hello, this is Noi
Noi.
Noi
Noi?
Yeah.
Hi, Noi Noi, what's up?
Yeah, sex with Grace Lee.
You had sex with Grace Lee.
Oh, impossible.
Because he's Noi Noi. Oh, my.
Oh, I see.
Okay, very
wow.
funny.
Wow, yeah.
How original.
Hey, good morning, guys.
F you.
Well, let's see Alex.
Get a life. So wrong.
Hello?
So offensive. Hello. Seriously.
Who's this?
Mark.
Mark, what's up?
It's good.
Sure it is. But who was it with?
malaman niya to.
That's okay. No, we're not doing
that. You call the rational radio and that's your concern.
Malaman niya to. Sino?
Sam Pinto.
Oh my god.
Stop it.
How?
See,
I'm looking at Sam Pinto right now on the cover of Women's Health magazine. She looks amazing.
Yeah. She's also good in bed.
She's not good in bed?
I'm looking. Well, first of all,
she's very hot.
May I add, how much money do you have? You sound poor.
Oh, God. That's a great thing you would comment. Stop that.
How are you able to bag Sam Pinto?
How are you able to make time with Sam Pinto?
They were classmates in college, though. So maybe during like a drunken party night.
Are you good?
Tell us a story. How did it happen? Go.
She's my classmate.
Yes, I had a lot of classmates.
What?
I've had a lot of classmates.
Then?
Then? You tell me the story. How did it happen?
I suddenly don't believe it. Did you go to school and just had sex in the classroom?
House party.
Yeah.
Did you hit on her? And
you're
then
losing credibility, my friend.
You did not sleep with Sam Pinto. How dare you say
that? No, it's true.
Now I really don't believe you.
Yeah, when your voice rises at the end.
Guwapo ka ba?
Whatever.
No, he sounds cute. He sounds cute. I believe him.
I am looking at Sam Pinto right now.
She's got the nicest butt.
Pinto right now on Women's Health. She's amazing looking.
And she's just very gorgeous. And, you know, she's smart too. Like, whenever there's an interview, she does answer them pretty well.
Yeah. People, if you're not watching this on Ustream, you are missing out on like 90% of the show.
You're so offensive.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mark.
Mark, how you doing?
Just comment on something. I don't think she's smart. I watched your podcast. Yeah, before.
Hey, listen, she's LaSalle educated. Come on, buddy.
I am too.
We all sound alike. Come on, you know it.
Yeah.
Come on, she's hot.
No comment.
Everybody, shut up. We're moving on.
She's very sexy.
When you get to the brains, if you don't have it, you sort of lose everything.
No, not with girls. Listener.
Yes.
Okay, and tell us more stories. Go big, small, good,
big.
Smelly. What?
Big.
I know it is.
Big?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Make Tony comment. Proud.
All right, thank you for the call. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Who's this?
They cannot be serious.
Hold on.
Callers.
What?
Seriously?
No. The females are all telling the truth.
Are you serious?
The guys are.
See how you can sleep with a caller. I already visited the show.
You have not been with us to the magic race in Boracay because you know what? When you're looking for the boys, you don't find them because from after the nighttime until 4 o'clock the next afternoon, they're just in the room.
And you know who's the craziest of the three? Slick.
You know, that's what I heard, and I find it really weird because he's like the quiet.
He doesn't even tell me what happened.
Silent but deadly.
In the past, he's diamond cutter in there, man.
It's something else, yeah.
Slick, it's a compliment.
Hello?
I love the boys.
From him to you.
I don't know what a diamond cutter means.
It just sounds
badass. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Sheila.
What do you got?
Jana Gibbs.
I hear he's very
big.
Very, yeah.
Big, good.
Yeah, that's
big,
what I heard.
Good. Yeah. How long ago?
Like 6 years ago.
Solid.
Wasn't he married?
How many times?
Once.
Why once?
How did it happen?
Oh, I just picked him up.
Where? What? Like off the street? Or where?
You don't pick him up.
Friend's party.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You good looking?
Is that how it happens now?
He's waiting for his car after, what do you call it?
Called opportunity, man.
Do people still fall for this? Like, hey, you want to live with me?
But if it's a guy, totally. Yes.
Yeah. Hello?
Shucks.
Hello?
I've had stories of, hold on one second.
Has
really?
Anyone done it to you? Old lady?
Oh.
No, because you have the face that these older women would really like.
No.
Yeah, thank you.
If it's a guy, anywhere and everywhere, like I've heard stories of artistas meeting girls at the ATM, at a restaurant.
Time out. I know of a hunkable star, sizable, handsome fellow right now, that when he goes out drinking, he just wants to have sex. So if you're the last girl there and you look like a walrus, he'll still take you.
Who is this?
Aside from Tony, it's
first letter of the name.
Hello? I'll get to you in a minute. Hello? We got a commercial break coming. I'll tell you. Hello? Who's this?
Is it a D?
Hello?
No. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, James.
James. What do you got?
Hello?
Yes.
Forget it. Yeah. Next caller. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
time.
That's called a prostitute.
Yes. We're talking about celebrities.
unless she's famous, I don't want to hear that story. Because everybody knows Makati.
We're talking about celebrities here. What are you talking about?
What radio?
Ano ka ba?
Oh my gulay!
And just a bit of information. Be careful because some of those prostitutes are not women.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, man.
No problem. Bye. And they'll poo on you for a nominal fee. Yeah, let's take a break. Yep. Back after this, they'll go away. Good times.
Good times. Mo Twister. Mojo Jojo.
Grace Lee.
And Angelic Gunter.
Magic 89.9.
Isa ka ba sa mga taong sa mall, nabubuhay, sa stairs, tumatambay para makasurf ng libreng wifi? Isa ka ba sa mga nagwa-wifi sa coffee shop, bibili lang na isang cup para mag-upload ng pic ng finger photoshop? Isa ka ba sa mga kumakabit sa wifi ng kapitbahay na mabait para makachat kahit saglit? Isa ka ba sa mga ito? Bumili ka na sariling broadband mo. Mahal ba ka mo?
Doors gives me more reason to share it with others. Classic example, Smart. You know, Smart's only call and text offer, and you don't want to know about it, guys? You want to know?
Huh? Yeah. Joseph?
Ow. Jeff? Trevor?
What is it?
Because a part of having many choices to enjoy, going only when it comes to validity, Smart only call and text now offers now come with free text to all networks. So what you can do is you can call and text to the biggest network for a day, 2 days, or even 4 days straight and enjoy up to 80 free all-network texts. Yes, you have a choice, and you have choice, a lot of choices and freebies with Smart only call and text. So we choose from 25 pesos, which is good for a day, with 20 free all-network texts, 50 pesos, which enables you for only for 2 days with 40 free all-network texts, 100 peso variant that could last 4 days with free 80 all-network texts. What's more, registering is just very, very simple. Just text only the package you want, for example, only 25, and send it to 6406. So when it comes to unlimited calling and texting, choose the one for the biggest network. Choose the one where even Vong Navarro Grace and Tony Gonzaga are proud to be associated with. Choose only call and text from Smart. Definitely one of Smart's best only call and text offers ever. Call and text us calls and text to Smart, TNT Red only. See flash for details. For Smart prepaid subscribers only. Only call and text 25, 50, and 100. Promo is till the 30th of November 2001 for DTI NTR permit 4676, 5143, 4588, series of 2011.
Say congratulations to Global Academy Culinary and Hospitality. Of course, Chef Jun Manalo, under his coach, we won the World Food Expo gold.
Congratulations.
In that competition. So, congratulations.
On a dragon boat. That's what's
Chef
so great.
Jun, no, it's culinary.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, stop ruining it for me.
Right.
He was my teacher. I love it. And I'm also saying good morning to Rose and Anais, my classmate from Global Academy.
Yeah.
And anyone out there, 5-star hotels and restaurants, if you want to hire me for OJT for free, I need 400 hours.
Free talaga yun.
I need 400 hours so I can get my diploma.
Malacanang kitchen.
Thank you guys over at Flawless. You like them on Facebook. It's Flawless Face and Body.
Okay, let's get to... Should we take more of these calls since we have no time?
Yeah,
anyway.
We're almost done. So
all right, let's go to a girl first. Girl first. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Cindy.
Cindy.
Hi.
We're talking about sex with celebrities. Who did you do?
Oh, well, I'm another victim of backseat.
What?
No. I think it happened when I was 16.
16?
16?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Shoot. I don't...
What?
Do I know you, girl? Do I know you?
No.
How many years ago was this?
Like 10 years ago.
10?
Yeah, 10 years ago. I was 16. And then when I went to college... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I went to college, then I was waiting for my friends. We were smoking. And then I saw this guy. Oh, shoot, that's Maxie. I think he's waiting for another Koleyala again.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry, Max, but you're a lousy man.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
He's working right next door. I see him from here. Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye, Cindy.
I can't believe she said that.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Brando.
Brando? I don't believe, so it doesn't matter.
Brando, who was it?
Who was it?
My ex.
Is?
Atara. Hello?
Yeah. Sino siya?
Hello?
Hule.
Next caller. Hello? Who's this? Who's this?
Never mind.
No. Okay. So you want to leave anonymous. Okay. What's your story?
My friend, she slept with Noinoy.
Is she Korean?
Hey.
Sorry.
No, she's not.
When he was what?
Just a couple of months. He was already the president.
No, you lie.
How did that happen?
Grace, this is your interview. Grace, this is your interview.
It's a lie.
Grace, this is your interview.
I shall not say anything to incriminate the president.
Yeah,
I don't want to be deported. I'm still Korean.
You know, there's nothing wrong. He is single.
Yeah.
All right.
How did it happen?
Sure. Let's keep saying it to ourselves.
Did they meet an opus?
I'm not sure, but she's an escort.
Oh.
She's an escort.
So you're still waiting for the president? Worse.
Well, there's something wrong if you pay for sex.
Okay.
I'm not saying that hearing that among witnesses, but
I'm just quiet.
I'm not saying anything.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Did you guys?
This
wait, hold on.
Is gonna get
you guys,
into so
do you guys
much
believe him? Raise your hand.
I don't believe him.
I'm throwing my hand back behind my ear. I see my hair.
Wait, guys, vote for me.
Nagla long hair si Mojo. Wala naman long
hair.
Wala naman long hair. Okay, all right, go. Chop, what do you got?
Us Girls Official just nominated me as one of the bodies of the year. Please vote for me. I tweeted it.
Okay.
Can you also give us a picture of your body?
When's the last day of voting?
I'm not sure. It says, I guess, end of August. So I tweeted at twitter.com/angelicopter899. Please
can you
vote.
Also post,
I don't want to lose.
Can you give us one of your body pictures as well and then put it onto our Facebook? But at least people know what they're voting
for. Don't you have a big ass showing photo on your thing right now?
What?
Give them a private picture.
This one right here.
That only
Have you seen this gun, guys?
Yeah, of course. We share BBM together.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hello?
That was from
hello, police station.
Who's this?
Police station.
Who's this?
Police station.
Hello? Next call.
Hello?
Hi, who are you?
Shay,
last call. What do you got?
I slept with Wendell.
Wendell Ramos?
Yes.
How long ago?
December.
I believe
last year.
December last year?
Yes.
And?
Was he good?
Yes. Of course. He is good.
Joseph, your question?
We've had a lot of people. How big is his wang? First.
Hey.
That's a number four in the.
Four
now?
Yeah.
No, I know the sound.
Dear, how big was it? Dear.
Hello? Oh, man. Right at the best question.
A lot of the girls.
Hi.
Unforbidden questions.
Hi.
To see how
good morning.
Morning.
Not so
who is this?
This is Ella.
Ella A.
Yes.
Who did you have time with?
I just want to say to Angelica.
Yeah?
She had a big billboard here in Cebu, in
sure.
Ayala.
Yeah.
And
did you sleep with her?
Did you sleep with the billboard?
Oh, did you think of sleeping with the billboard?
Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
Who's this?
Bong.
Bong.
Yes.
What's up?
Rufa.
Which one?
Me. Rufa me.
How?
I don't believe you.
How?
When?
About 3 months ago.
You know why it's? I know it's true, and you know why I know it's not true.
Right.
There's a dog barking in the background, meaning you can't even take care of the household. There's like Askel walking around the house.
Dog barking.
I wouldn't mind Askel walking around the house.
You're so offensive to even the dogs. Shame on you.
All right.
But
how, when?
She's a married woman, and
she's not. Rufa May.
She's single.
Grace.
She's married.
Grace, what business?
She's married.
Don't you do showbiz news?
She got married last year.
No, she did not. With who?
This businessman.
No, I think
are you talking about Aramina, maybe?
No!
Or?
Rufa May, what are you guys talking about?
I think
she got
she's
married
engaged.
Last year.
Rufa May is not married.
She got
Rufa
married
May,
in the States, diba?
No!
Rufa May Quinto is
fine,
single.
At least engaged.
No!
Engaged, I think. She's linked
no.
to her.
No!
No, she. There
no.
were rumors of her being.
No.
I'm going on GMA News
no.
right now. I'm
no.
quitting it.
No, the cheesiness was that she went to the States because either she was a fianced or she had.
We even had an interview on GMA with the fiance.
Yeah,
no.
What are you talking about?
No. Grace. You're talking about the wrong person.
I am talking about the
Google
right person. I'm
Googling
it. Rumor,
all right, we gotta go. Let's wrap up the show.
One more, you do one more.
Fine, one more. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
It's Michelle.
Michelle. Who did you just have sex with?
Eric
who?
Susa.
Nice.
Susa.
7 and 8? Is he really 7 or 8?
This? It's big, the bomb.
Because he told us he massive.
He is.
Super.
I'm sorry?
Massive, huge.
Yes.
It is. And I only saw it's half soft.
Well, so what? Celebrities, they're good looking and they have big wangs? Damn.
And he's looking really fine now with his
thank you.
Boxing.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello? Nah, it's too irritating with the call. All right, we're taking a break back after this to wrap it up. Don't go away.
Good time. Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelicopter.
Magic 89.9.
No one's driving our Mini Cooper yet. It could still be you. Log on to grabagold.com now to play easy games and win even more prizes.
I never wanna see your dark, pimply scar face ever.
It's been 3 years at panahon ng kalimutan ka, along with that gross, faint hint of a mustache. Oh. Ano ka, nagbibinata? Break na tayo. Sandra,
say bye to your old self and hello to the fabulous new you. Buy any Bello Essentials product for the chance to win a 150,000 peso makeover, including non-invasive services from Bello Medical.
Goodbye, below average looks. Hello, Bellified Beauty.
Me!
For details on the Bello Essentials Beauty Makeover, go to facebook.com/Bello Essentials. Per DOH FDA permit number 0746, series of 2011.
Promo runs from June 15 to August 15.
The Bello Essentials Beauty Makeover. Log on to Facebook and get Bello. Qualified now.
Are you proud to be big and beautiful?
Then show it off.
SM Department Store is having its first ever Women's Plus model search.
That's right.
They're looking for their first full-figured model
to be the face of the Women's Plus department.
Get a chance to win a modeling contract
and a trip for two to Bangkok, Macau, and Hong Kong.
So if you're 16 to 35 years old
and full-figured,
what are you waiting for?
Join the first ever SM Women's Plus model search.
See posters and flyers for more details.
Search ends on September 4, 2011.
Minimum purchase of $800 at SM Ladies Wear Plus Size Section. Required.
For detail, permit number 5227, series of 2011.
Girl, you're in love.
I am. Guess who lets me go shopping and spoils me with lots of free gifts from either Bonchon, Globe, Mongkok, South Star Drug, Sugar House, or the spa.
You're so spoiled. Who's doing all this?
No one else but my Allied Bank and PNB credit cards. I just show a single charge slip with the required amount and voila, presents galore. With my Allied Bank or PNB, I'm well taken care of. Who could ask for anything more?
For more info, call 818-9818 or domestic toll-free 1-800-1018-9818 per DTI NCR, permit number 4236, series of 2011. Promo period is from June 1 to August 31, 2011.
Tanong ko lang, how would you define Ajka?
Sony Music Entertainment in cooperation with Nescafe 3-in-1, Club Fi, and Magic 89.9 proudly announces the release of Undefined, the debut album from one of 2011's biggest music discoveries, Ajka. Ajka is Nescafe 3-in-1 Sounds Cool 2010's grand winner, and they're all set to leave an indelible mark in the music scene with their album Undefined, featuring their hit single Tanong Lang. Undefined is pop rock with a hint of jazz, funk, and soul, with everything in between. Also includes the single In Denial. Undefined, the defining debut release from Ajka, brought to you by Sony Music Entertainment, in cooperation with Nescafe 3-in-1, Club Fi, the party place to be, and Magic 89.9. Sony Music and Spotlight Production presents Ajka Bar Tour on August 6th at Club Dread Eastwood City, Libis. August 13th at Beer Belly, Madison Square, Pioneer, Mandaluyong, and August 25th at Route 196, Katipunan. For more updates, check out www.facebook.com/AjkaTheBand and www.facebook.com/SonyMusicPhilippines.
This is Ray Rubio of Greyhound.
And I am Ian Tayo Fila Baliu.
Inviting all amateur rock bands to join
Red Horse Beer Pabansang Music Laban.
Now in its 13th year, this is Pinoy Rock. Auditions now until September 30. 1 million worth of prizes awaits the winner. Log on to www.redhorsebeer.com for details.
Laban ka?
Sali na!
Red Horse.
Itin pataas na. Drink moderately.
Iyan tayo po, Vila Baliw. Sali na sa Red Horse Beer Pambansang Music Laban. Log on to www.redhorsebeer.com.
18 pataas lang. Drink moderately.
Grabe lang sipon ko. Ikat sa ulo. Si Cliff kaya ako. Ang grabe sipon. Iba sa ordinaryong sipon. Kapag may paratong ilong, nagnat at bigat na ulo. Dapat Triforce Action Decolgen lang.
Boss, nag-decolgen ako.
Hindi na ako nag-lean.
Grabe. Modern employee.
Sa grabe sipon. Triforce Action Decolgen.
Phenylephrine HCL Chlorphenamine Maleate Paracetamol is a generic name of Decolgen. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Introducing new Petron Blaze 100 Octane. Now you can enjoy unbeatable pure power and cleaner engine each time you drive. The only pure high-performance gasoline, no ethanol. And the first with 100 Octane. Petron Blaze 100 Octane. For unbeatable fuel power and cleaner engine.
Gas up at participating Petron stations and win Petron shirts, caps, and San Miguel products from July 1 to August 30. Per DTI permit number 4801, series of 2011. See posters and print ads for details.
I want to be my best all day. That's why I take B-Complex for energy.
Do you think that's enough? You need a complete multivitamin. Centrum. Centrum is complete from A to zinc. Contains all the vitamins and minerals your body needs, giving you more than just energy, but also immunity, stamina, brain vitality.
Woo! And so much more!
Take Centrum. Complete from A to zinc. Multivitamins plus minerals is the generic name of Centrum.
Get multi-benefits from your multivitamin so you can be your best every day.
Dig into Sports Central's clearance sale at Mega Trade Hall 1 SM Mega Mall and get up to 70% off on select Adidas, Nike, Converse, Puma, Levi's, XL, NBA, Skechers, and Sandugo gear. Sale runs August 17th to 21. Catch it on the 17th from 10 to 12 noon and get another 10% off with your BDO, SM Prestige, and SM Advantage card. And with a minimum 5,000 peso single receipt purchase, get a 5% rebate with your BDO credit card. Also get 0% interest for a 3-month installment plan with your BDO, Security Bank, or Diners Club cards. Only from Sports Central or DTI NCR Permit A30649 series of 2011. Terms and conditions apply. 0% is subject to bank approval. Valid only if monthly bills are paid in full.
Have your list of books ready and your shopping bags near as National Bookstore holds its annual Cut Price Book Sale at all National Bookstore and Bestsellers branches nationwide. Enjoy up to 75% discount on selected books from our wide array of genres. From July 29 to August 21, the books you are longing to read and add to your collection could be yours at a very low price. That's book shopping made easy for you only at National Bookstore. For DTI NCR, permit number 4925, series of 2011.
Do all high-tech things come at a bloody high price? Not your digital TV broadcast. From 4,200 pesos, your Signal prepaid SD kit plan 390s, now only 2,990 pesos. Not just that, you also get 4 months worth of load, your favorite channels, and many more, all in digital quality.
Sige na, tagalog na.
May over 1,200 pesos na discount ka na, may 4 months load ka pa sa prepaid SD kit plan 390 mo. Kaya subscribe ka na sa Signal. 100% digital, 100% clear.
Log on to signal.tv or see flyers for more details. Promo until August 27, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 4281 series of 2.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.